woman who's going to nurse herself.
Are you ready?
Right. Yeah, we're ready. She's going to take her top off now.
She does have big ones.
This is no effort for her whatsoever. She looks like she's done this before.
I see milk.
Oh, yep, I do.
Oh, look. Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. She made milk come out the end.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every week.
Welcome to our world.
Miracles,
built with you in mind, the radio listener.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Today's show is jam-packed, and I'll tell you why right now.
Right now.
The J.O. contest, mm-hmm. as it turns out, the rules department informs us that today is the official last day to receive entries.
The drop-dead date.
Yes, which means we can't announce the contest winner uh-huh. of the trip to Los Angeles for your J.O. Tapes until Monday's episode.
So Monday we will be viewing the last of the J.O. tapes?
Yes, and officially, even though I think we already know who the winning tape is going to be, you still have time, if you postmark it today and it gets here on Monday, mm-hmm. to send us a tape of yourself J.O.ing from the neck up to Don and Mike J.O. Contest, care of CBS.
Okay.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. So you can, when we come up with a contest like people pleasuring themselves and taping it, they actually go through the time and trouble to write up rules.
Huh.
And as it turns out, we said today was the end of the contest, which meant technically today's the last day that entries could be received, even though I'm pretty sure we're not going to get any more entries.
Well, I think this is a good opportunity for all the latecomers out there that might want to get their tapes in under the wire.
But even without viewing the J.O. tapes today, which we'll be doing on Monday's episode and deciding who wins, we will have for you very shortly a mystery has been guessed.
Ooh.
Now, this is not Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell, who's coming in later, and we're going to try to force the sex quiz on. This is a mystery has been.
Mm.
At one point, this man, we are led to believe, was popular in the showbiz industry.
Yes, he played a prominent role on our old show at the other station.
Yes, we used to have him on all the time when we used to do a morning zoo. He had been on the Love Boat many times.
Right.
And he's also been on the Jerry Lewis Telethon many times.
Brilliant actor.
He is at home in a tuxedo. If I was to say any more, we'd be giving it away.
You'd give the whole thing away. We wouldn't want to blow it.
But we'll let you call in and guess who the mystery guest is. That's coming up shortly today. Also, pick the pros until they scab and bleed today. Now, here's the problem when you book guests. That, like last week when Charlie called John Madden to come on the show, Charlie Broyhill didn't call Fox,
right.
didn't call a publicist, just called John Madden up on his bus.
Hi there, how are you? I'm Charlie Broyhill. How are you, John?
And said, hey, John, how'd you like to come on the Don and Mike show? John Madden said, sure, no problem.
Right.
Call me in a couple of hours.
Right.
Well, this week, he calls the publicist for Fox and says, hey, we want Howie Long. They say, great. Friday rolls around. We don't hear anything from the publicist. So again, Charlie just picks up the phone and calls Howie Long.
Good.
He calls him up. Howie Long says, hey, nobody told me I was doing an interview on your show today. I can't do it today. I got something else to do.
Oh, no.
So then Broyhill calls the people at Fox back and they say, oh, you wanted Howie Long? We thought you wanted the girl with the big boobs who does the weather. And we said, we wanted the girl who had the big boobs with the weather 2 weeks ago, but you told us that she was having her, thank God, or
she was,
you
sick.
Know, yeah, she was having her period or having an abortion like Lisa or whatever she was doing, that she was not available. So frankly, I don't know who's doing the Pick the Pros segment today.
Wow. Okay. It's a toss-up. Is it going to be a mystery guest?
Yeah, it's a wild card.
Wild. Could it be? Maybe it could be our mystery guest.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Our mystery guest, once
keep him on for a good long time.
No. Once people identify the mystery guest, yeah, he's out. And trust me, nobody's going to identify this mystery guest.
Okay.
There is not a chance in hell people will identify this mystery guest.
No way it's going to happen?
No. Even if you and I start giving blatant hints. You know what? We could probably announce the guy's name right now.
Yeah, and half our audience wouldn't know who he is.
Still, you wouldn't know who he is.
But there'd be that other half.
I'd say if we were to announce the mystery guest's name now, I'd say in this day and age of the year 2000, we're looking at maybe 15% of the audience knowing who it is.
I think we ought to give out his initials right now.
No. That's too much, Mike. Let's see. Let's just see what happens.
Very good.
Maybe we will at some point.
Okay. I think you could give out the initials and nobody guess it.
I think they would, because I think there are people who have listened to our show for the last 15 years and might be able to put it together.
And the initials are somewhat distinctive, too.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Joe Blow.
Right. Are you already writing down an answer?
I want to just guess the initials. No?
Okay. No. No.
Who would that be?
Who is K.O.?
Kip Odada? I don't know.
Kip Odada.
It's not Kip Odada. It's Kip Adada.
Adada. And,
Odada. I'm so famous, I didn't know.
I'll tell you something, Buzz. You're in the neighborhood.
Kip Odada.
No, wait. People are already calling with guesses? No. Listen to
that. That would make me laugh if somebody got it right away.
You can't call and guess until the mystery guest is on.
You should take one guess.
No. But what if the one person gets it? Then
it's big fun.
Yeah, but then
you don't have to tell them if they're right or wrong. Just let them guess.
What's the point of having this? Yeah. How about been on the show?
How about the person guesses, and we won't tell them whether the person is right or wrong. We will all maintain our poker faces. And then,
no, we can't do that, though.
Sure we can.
We can't do that. We would fail the test immediately. Okay. What's your guess? Hello, who's this?
This is Brian.
Where are you from?
Reston.
Where?
Reston.
All right, what's your guess?
My guess is Ralph Mouth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. You're our poker face.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nice job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Bernie Coppell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
As a postal worker, I want to inform you and your legal department that you will not be getting any J.O. tapes on Monday, because Monday is a holiday for us federal workers.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, incidentally, Monday is a holiday for everybody Jewish and everybody who works anywhere in the world except for CBS. Of course, Monday is...
Didn't we get it off last year?
Monday is Yom Kippur,
mm-hmm.
So the Jewish friends get Monday off.
Right.
And most people who have regular jobs will get it off because it's Columbus Day.
Right.
But did we not get it off last year?
No, they put it in the bylaws of CBS that Mel Karmazin invented the world, and therefore there is no such thing
as Columbus Day.
Well, they have a floating holiday every year.
That's it.
And it fell on Columbus Day last year. This year, I don't know where our floater is.
So does that mean we get one before the floater?
We might have.
Where does the upper decker fall this year?
I don't know. Maybe we've already had our floater.
Have we?
Hard to say.
Maybe so. But anyway, what was your point
today, maybe?
What was your point there, Bob?
Well, I just want to let you know that you won't be getting the J.O. tapes, and also for your favorite northerners up north, the Canadians, it's also Thanksgiving Day for them.
You know, this guy does bring an excellent point that if Monday's a holiday, we're not going to get mail delivery. But you know what? Hold on, they just put on the screen. We do get mail delivery on Saturday.
That's correct.
Ah!
So technically, somebody who sent a tape yesterday or even today, there's the outside chance.
Well, the deadline's today, too.
It would get here tomorrow. Yeah, well, the deadline is you have to have it postmarked.
By today.
By tonight.
Right.
Okay.
If you were going to go on that, then if it had to be postmarked today, then we'd probably have to wait till like the end of next week to make sure we got all the stragglers.
But no one else is going to send the tape. I wanted to do the contest today.
Right.
You know, they came to me the last second and said, you know, legally you can't do it today.
I know.
Got to wait till Monday. He come down with something. You got any gum? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Buddy Hackett.
I wish.
I wish everybody would stop with the guesses. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He had a secret guest. It's Ken Osmond. He said the other day it was Ken Osmond from Leave It to Beaver.
No, dummy. I just said it's not Ken Osmond. I've already promoted the fact that Ken Osmond is also coming on the show.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
That's bye-bye. Nice when people apologize like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, bastards. I love you.
Hi.
I like it when we pause.
What can we do for you?
You make me nervous when you pause.
I know. That's why we did it. That's why we did it to you.
Joey Bishop.
Is Joey Bishop still alive?
Listen, everybody, please.
Joey Bishop is dead, sir.
You're never going to get it. Please stop with the guessing until you actually hear the mystery guest, okay?
Joey Bishop.
It's going to be a letdown, though. Let me just say, from all of the guesses that we've already received,
yes,
which all, incidentally, were absolutely 100% untrue, it's going to be a letdown.
Oh, I disagree.
From all of those people.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Norm Crosby.
It's going to be a glorious surprise.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. No, it's not. Hello.
It's going to be great.
Hey,
Don. Hi.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
I'll tell you this.
How you doing?
Let me tell you this. When the guest comes on, I won't be able to contain my enthusiasm.
Please.
I'm so excited.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Have you guys seen that new program on MTV called Jackass?
Somebody called us about it the other day.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, no, they didn't tell us anything about it, but they called us about it the other day. You know who didn't call us today?
And I'm afraid we're going to have to put her on the dead to us list now, is Katie Couric.
Oh, that's a shame.
Katie Couric from the Today Show. You know, we went through the whole big rigmarole yesterday of calling and leaving a message, and we actually even placed the fax request like they asked for her to call the show to promote the the big walk this weekend in D.C. So
what did we do? Did we ever do anything to make her angry?
No. You know all we did, Mike? All we did was keep our low-level jobs while she rose 20 levels above us to become a network superstar.
Man, that's a crying shame.
That's all we did. And I know that in New York...
She looked great today, too.
She looked like crap today.
Oh, that's right. You're changing the... Yeah, I mean, that's the company line now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
she looks like crap.
Horrible.
She looks like crap.
We're not going to get her to the end of the show?
No, there's not a chance Katie Couric is calling.
Okay.
Let me call the producer.
Who's out at her legs today, too. I like them.
They're very muscly. Let me call our producer, who's out getting lunch right now, and ask him...
I'm back now, Don.
Oh, hold on. Where are you?
I picked up on the warm line you're dialing out on. See? Hi, Don.
Hold on.
How are you?
Hey, that's weird. He's on two lines at once.
Yes.
So which line am I speaking to you on now?
Both of them.
On your cell phone and a regular phone?
No, I'm not on my cell phone. I'm in the little room back there.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, you never heard anything from Katie Couric, right?
I never did.
Okay, right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, hey.
What?
Oh, sorry. I thought I had a loud burp coming. I'm sorry.
All right, bye-bye. That doesn't count. That's not sponsored.
Bye-bye. I know.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's wearing an outfit today.
He's
wearing an outfit that looks like he just stepped off the bus from the Dream Team.
Well, listen, Charlie Broyhill plays in a fag football league, and I guess it's Thursday night, and he plays fag football.
That's flag football, though.
Oh, it's flag.
Yes,
it's
flag football.
I thought it was fag football.
I know. I just never felt the need to tell you it's flag football, yes.
Well, I was positive it was fag football because he told me he came in with a groin injury today. And anyway, he's walking around with a giant ice pack strapped to his left.
His smart denim shorts.
His inner thigh.
And his, soccer goalie shirt that he's wearing today.
So anyway, I guess that we are not even on Katie Couric's radar screen anymore, so...
That's a shame. Do you think... You know, she might be insulated. That's the thing. She might be totally insulated.
Now, come on. You know, I think she's insulated, except that our show is now on in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And even... We're on,
I know,
the dirtiest station in New York, and even we're on at nighttime, somebody has to mention to Katie Couric that we were talking about her. I guarantee you this.
Makes me sad.
I guarantee no one would tell her all the nice stuff that we were saying about her, but I guarantee that the stuff we're going to say about her now will get back to her. That's the funny thing about the way this business works.
Yeah, I wish that phone would ring right now.
Not a chance. Mm. Not a chance. And Katie Couric is not the mystery guest today, incidentally.
Okay? Yeah, she's a big star.
She's not. So we will not be hearing from her today.
Big-time TV star.
Last night I went home and I was on the web, and I went to... HomoJoe.com, because Homo Joe called and told us he had a new website. I urge you to go there, if for no other reason than to check out the photo of Joe holding his little dog that he can hold in his pocket.
Lacey. Really? A little tiny, like, Chihuahua-type dog?
Yeah, and it's a website all about Homo Joe, and it has a little bio, a little Q&A with Homo Joe.
Does it have the recipes on there?
He has recipes. He has a link where you can click on to see the pictures of the Dewey Beach House, which he never bothered showing us.
Yeah, he just fell off the face of the earth a while back.
Very secretive with that. And while I was online checking out HomoJoe.com, I got an instant message from my brother.
Ah.
And I told you my brother's handle, Jim Umdum. So it comes on, you know, internet user Jim Umdum has an instant message for you.
Right.
So I am in. I go, hey, what are you doing? And he says, I'm on a website right now. Go to this website. It's www.nakednews.com.
Naked News?
Right, nakednews.com. So I go to nakednews.com, and all I get is... On the screen, on one side of the screen, there are two separate pictures of naked girls. One of them with big fake boobs, and the other one looks like she's got normal boobs.
Right.
They're both naked on the side of the screen. In the middle, it has what looks like a TV set.
Right.
And the way my brother's describing this to me as he's instant messaging me is that there are people who just read the news headlines naked.
Fantastic.
So I kept trying to click on to get this, and it kept saying, You don't have the equipment. Do you want to upgrade your computer? And I was a little paranoid about it because I don't know exactly what's involved with this. So I didn't click on yes, download the software needed to get
NakedNews.com.
To get NakedNews.com. But I'd like to know if anybody listening has logged on to NakedNews.com. Buzz, could you go there now?
I'm at the site. We do have the Real Player plug-in on this computer, and I have the screen, and I see the lovely ladies now.
You see a lady on the left and a lady on the right?
Yes, I do.
What about in the middle? What do you see in the middle?
A little TV screen that has a globe that says Naked News, and here comes a woman. Now, this computer has no speakers, but I see a Victoria Sinclair of Naked News. It's like our J.O. tape. We can only see her from, you know, her head and shoulders. Oh, no, now we see a wider shot. She is topless, and she's reading the news, apparently.
There
she's
you go.
Reading about the riots in Yugoslavia.
Right. Fantastic. Is that a fantastic, Al?
I'm doing a good job.
Yes. Al Gore inventing the Internet ended up being a good thing.
Yeah.
Because of NakedNews.com.
That's very cool.
Now, is that a free service?
Yeah. We got right in. No charge, no credit card.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I look at that Naked News all the time. It starts with her face and the camera pans back and she starts to undress and then she just reads the news naked.
Gradually zooms out. Now we can see down to her navel.
Are they attractive?
She's very attractive. This anchor is small-breasted, but, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
She looks great. And, they do keep zooming out.
Thank God for America, right?
That's right.
At any point, do they go down to her genitals?
You can see Bush.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Bush.
All right. And wouldn't that be great if we could see that on all anchors?
Thank you. I don't know if you'd want to see that on all anchors.
I don't think I want to see Joe Krebs. We're now getting full frontal nudity from the anchor woman.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Radio Gods.
Hi. How come we never heard about this site? How come I got to hear about this site from my brother in Wisconsin?
It's kind of cool that he's really contributed, you know? I mean, you helped him out a lot, and now he helped you out.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Dave from Baltimore.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about Naked News. Buzz got it right. It's pretty much how it is.
And is this a 24-hour website?
I don't know. Like, I've been there once. I think he just updated daily, or it's like same show all day.
Well, now, Buzz, do they have closed captioning so you can see what the news stories are?
Sadly, no. That would be a great idea, but no, they don't.
What, do they have, like, video behind her showing any news footage?
What they do, like regular television, is they have one of those squares, one of those graphics in the upper left-hand corner,
right?
You know, highlighting or illustrating whatever story they're doing at the time.
Oh, that's great. And no actualities, though, right?
They didn't
go over to, you know, to Yugoslavia and have just, like, the naked ride.
No, just still photos. I haven't seen them throw it to the videotape.
Go over to the Palestinian, find it. Palestinian nudists that are throwing rocks.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, I have to give my brother a tip of the Don and Mike cap.
Absolutely. The version of the debate where, you know, they got to bring in Dick Cheney and Joe Lieberman again. They have to take their clothes off.
Dick Cheney.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Katie Couric.
Katie, how are you?
Hey, Katie.
Hey, I'm not doing too bad, you know.
Right. Well, it's too bad you didn't call us.
Well, you know, I've been busy, Don. And quite frankly, I've risen above you two.
Well, we're aware of that. I mean, from a career standpoint, but I mean, you have an event this weekend that we thought you wanted to publicize.
Yeah, but now we're not going to publicize it.
Well, you know, that's really too bad because I was figuring on meeting you both for drinks later on, Don.
Yeah, right. Right, Katie.
Yes, I'm sure that would have happened, Katie.
Right, Katie.
You always turned me on, Don.
Listen, let me tell you something, okay, Katie? Now that you're not my friend anymore, although, let's face it, we never really were friends. We were just steps that you used to climb the ladder to success. Mike and I were each just a rung on the ladder as you climbed to the top.
Well, I
want to tell you something right now.
Yes.
Your gums are too big, your legs are too muscly, your boobs are too flat, and frankly, grow your hair long. Okay?
Don?
You hear me, Katie?
All right, Don.
Okay, Katie, I'm glad I was finally able to say that to your face.
Well, you can forget our night of pleasure.
All right, goodbye, Katie.
Pleasure.
Goodbye.
Rob.
Hello, Don.
Don't speak to our Katie like that.
Don and Mike Show. Well, hold on, what, Buzzy?
This update, Carmen is now doing the naked weather.
Naked weather.
Yeah, it's just great. She's standing in front of the map, and it's total nudity. Just thought you'd like to know.
Very I did cool. notice on the bottom of the screen, there were like pop-up ads for porno and junk.
Yeah, they're sponsored by Club Hardcore Live.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, snap, crackle, pop. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello,
this is outrageous. I'm going to do my show naked.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello, Don.
Hi.
Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hi, it's Richard calling you from New York.
Hey, Richard, how are you, buddy?
Richard.
Hey, Richard.
I am doing great now that I know that you're all coming up here next weekend.
Oh, yeah, right. Listen, next Friday the 13th, big live show from WNEW New York.
Well, that's great. When you get up here, I just wanted to call and let you know. When you get up here, I know there's a little controversy with prize packages for the New Yorkers. I have something for you. I'll run by it with you on, I guess, on Friday when you get up here on Monday. If someone wants to give me a call.
All right, Richard.
Great idea and a great prize for you.
All right.
We're going to donate for you.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Okay.
All right. A prize?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Very nice prize for that other gentleman that I work with.
Really?
And, yeah, I think it'll be good. And let's say New Yorkers will get off your backs a little bit.
Right. Okay, thank you. Richard, we'll see you on Friday.
You got it, buddy.
All right.
So have a great week. We'll see you on Friday.
Right, we shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Richard. He's the guy who comes out to the airport and picks us up and brings us into Midtown Manhattan.
Right. Yeah, does all sorts of new things for us, too, like takes us down to Little Italy, gets us cannolis.
And he puts an S on the end of every word, whether it needs it or not, like right. You guys
are going to have a great time in New York.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Don's and Mike shows.
Who's on the phones?
Hello, Don's and Mike shows.
Don and Mike, hi, this is Rob. Steve, I'm a scoutmaster. Sam, I'm being moving in jail tape for you. I will have to be here by Tuesday.
I can't not even understand. It was something about J.O. tapes getting here on Tuesday.
I think something was wrong with his cell phones.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, why don't you guys start up the Big Forehead Club and start giving away free tape measures again?
Because that's something we did like 10 years ago.
And then he doesn't stick around like the answer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, I was wanting to know if your Cadillac had the night vision.
No, my Cadillac does not have that night vision.
The good thing is you have night vision.
I don't buy into that crap, incidentally, where they show the, that you can see a deer like 500 feet in front of you.
You know, I would think that little square that they put on the windshield where you're looking at the night vision, you'd be so focused on that you wouldn't like realize that you were driving into a ditch.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. I don't have a dick on my car yet. I still don't have the OnStar thing. I got to go and get that put on Monday.
Then you'll be able to find out, if you get lost, you can just press a button and they'll tell you by a satellite exactly where you are. Or in my case, when I used it on one of the Chevys I had, they'll tell you that you're in a totally different state.
Well, even if I had someone who really would be telling me directions, I wouldn't pay attention. I want it mainly just to turn it on because they call you by name.
I remember it vividly. I used it when we went up to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and I got lost. And I said, I'm trying to find Intercourse. and she actually got me into that little, like, red tag in or wherever the hell that show was.
So you mean the OnStar system actually got you Intercourse?
It got me Intercourse, wow. Yes. It helped me find Intercourse.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Great. Did it help you find fellatio?
No. No, I was trying to do it. But it helped me find blue balls.
Did it help you find anal?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a special operator.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
How am I doing?
How you doing?
I am doing awesome.
Great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just got that new issue of Playboy with China in it.
Yeah?
Did you notice that China on her pictorial...
What's happening to you now? You are
on her back there.
What?
When she's laying on her back there, you can actually see the implant scars on her. Your breast guy's messed up.
You know, we mentioned that when we were looking at that the other day.
Oh,
I was
man,
wondering.
It's fucking horrid.
I thought that they had gone.
Horrid.
I thought they had gone through her nipple.
Say the F word. If he did, it got buried. Okay.
I thought,
I'm sorry. Hey, God, I brought it to work last night, and one of my drivers mentioned it.
Where are the scars?
Right underneath her tig bitty on, it'd be right there on the side facing you.
Rob, this is Lean Jean. All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, not a problem.
Well, I think that is a valuable call.
Rob, this is Lean Jean.
I think it's a valuable call because when we were looking at that issue of Playboy,
right.
I was wondering... I said, are they fake? And I said, and someone said, sure, they have to be fake. And
right.
then I think I said to you, well, then where's the scar? And you said, They probably airbrushed it out, and I wondered if they went through her nipple or if they went through the underneath part.
Right. I'm surprised that we didn't pick up on that, you know, looking through that. We combed over it, you know, really? 2 inches away from the copy.
Of course, we weren't laying on our mom's couch eating Pop-Tarts in the middle of the afternoon calling a radio show while we were looking at it.
Mom, leave me alone. I've got the Playboy.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. I want to tell you a little bit of news about China and her breasts. It was in the news, and she talked about it one time, that she ruptured one of her implants while wrestling. And had to have it repaired, so she's very open about her boobs being fake.
Wow. Would you tell us that story again, just so you would touch your breasts again like that?
I'm sorry. Yes, ready? She was in the news at one time talking about her breasts because she has fake implants and that one had ruptured at one point, so it's open and been in the news.
Thank you, Lisa. See, what she was doing the whole time was she was telling us that. Yes. She was basically feeling herself up.
I know.
Hey, Lisa? Hey, Lisa? Are your breasts especially tender now after the procedure you just had done?
Yeah, they're a little sore. That's most of why I was touching them.
Yeah.
Because, like, pressure makes them feel better.
Yes.
Well, certainly don't be self-conscious around us.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel very comfortable.
No touch problem. Them as much as you like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As a matter of fact, from now on, if you wouldn't file a CBS sexual harassment...
I haven't seen the video.
Every time you come in the studio, maybe you could just be touching yourself.
I don't have a
problem. She doesn't have a problem with it.
And after the scars heal, you know, maybe south of the border.
Oh, God.
Okay. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Here she goes.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Lisa, ladies and gentlemen.
Lisa.
She answers the phones here and does a fantastic job on the show.
A hottie she is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Just want to let you know, I know Katie Couric.
Well, a big deal. We used to know her, too.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I went to high school with her. That's why I called.
Great. BFG.
Well, what can you do to help us?
Well, I don't know.
Well, then what the hell did you call for?
Right, because you're probably... I got news for you. On the Katie Couric food chain, some schmuck who went to high school with her has got to be lower than two disc jockeys who helped her get her first national exposure.
And she's blowing us off.
I guess I'm a listener, not a caller, right?
Yeah, that's probably true.
No, and I guess really that if she calls anybody, she would call us before she would call you.
True. Well, she's not going to call me, that's for sure.
Right, she's not going to call us either.
Well, that we have in common. Then we all won't be getting calls from Katie Couric.
All right, I'm sorry I called.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, the listeners have gotten much better about apologizing when they have inappropriate behavior.
Hello, Don and Mike, Jeff. Hello.
Being aware is the first step in solving the problem.
When they act badly.
When they act badly, they apologize. That's a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that OnStar system you're going to get, always remember that now Frida can find wherever you are also in your car.
Well, no problem.
Oh, okay.
No problem. What do you think I'm doing? Driving down like the whorehouses or something? Listen, like Frida doesn't know where I am all the time anyway. Like, you know, I don't have this, but I have the feeling that...
I think it can be used that way.
Do you remember that thing that Charlie Sheen had that he had to wear around his ankle for a while?
Yeah, monitor so they'd know about his whereabouts.
Right. I don't have one of those, but Frida has an invisible one on me anyway. She's pretty much, she knows where I am.
You two call each other probably 800 or 900 times a day.
Yeah, all the time she knows where I am. And I do think with that OnStar thing, because I think it's like LoJack.
You get, well, I know they can find you, but I mean, and OnStar has a number, a phone number, so perhaps in the kitchen... Your wife would have, like, the serial number, but I don't know whether they're allowed to do that.
Oh, I bet Frida could pull the strings to have it done.
I don't know. I wonder if anybody could do it. I wonder if you could actually say, hey, I'm looking for my husband.
If anybody could, my wife could.
It'd be interesting to find out if you could track people down.
I'm sure she could.
They'll tell her your car's parked out in front of Leia's house.
All right, thank you.
Leia.
Bye-bye.
Go to hell!
I'd like to, Leia.
Feeling awesome.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I got a guess for the mystery guest.
All right, but you won't get it, but go ahead.
OJ.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a fantastic guest. No, we'd promote that.
Yeah, we would.
Anytime we had a mass murderer on the show, we would promote that, baby. All right, thank you, though.
All right.
Thank you. You know what? We're going to have to do a break now, as a matter of fact, so that we can get set for the mystery guest. So let's clear the lines now. Call Lisa. And while she's answering, she'll be touching herself.
Very good, yeah.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. Prize package selected especially for you. Then we'll clear the lines. And, Robbie, you have the mystery guest at 10 till?
Yeah, we're right on time.
So we're running right on time. We'll get our call 100. Then we'll get the lay mystery guest. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Now, that was not
serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
That was not a clue for the mystery guest.
It's not Bob Crane?
No, it's Bob Crane if it's Joey Bishop. Okay. No, it's not Bob Crane. We were just playing during our commercials for the local station, and I bet they were all over the country. They, whatever new crap full of ass shows the networks are trolling out now.
Right. What we're doing is TV spots here.
Yeah, that's all they buy now. And frankly, they all look like the same regurgitated garbage.
You don't like the Madigan Men? You don't think that's going to be a smash hit?
But I think the show that's going to be a smash is coming on HBO in a couple of weeks. Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Larry David, who really was the genius behind the Seinfeld show.
Right. Now, I haven't seen any of these promos, but you told me about a couple that you saw, the like the trailers for the show coming on HBO, and it looks good, huh?
I've seen the behind-the-scenes of. I've seen them interview this guy.
Right.
Plus, I'm a fan of this guy anyway. He had a stand-up special on HBO one time that was funny, and all the ads that I've seen look funny. So just remember that. I told you about The Sopranos.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you now about Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David.
And it stars Larry David, who really has been a behind-the-scenes guy on Seinfeld for most of his career.
Yeah, and the ads look funny because he's playing Larry David.
And as you said before, Larry David is George Costanza.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
The real George Costanza.
Right. As you watch the show, you can obviously see why George was based on this guy, Larry David. So that looks like a hit. Oh, and I did see a replay of the Sex and the City, where the girl with the husband who can't get it up.
Right.
When she comes in and
takes it all off?
Well, no, she doesn't take it all off. She comes in a see-through negligee, so you could see her boobs.
Right.
You could, but you could only see her boobs through the see-through negligee.
Okay.
Then she takes it off, and she goes down, and she starts diddling herself. But all you see is her hand go down by the belly button.
Okay, and how did you rate the body?
Well, she doesn't have big boobs.
Right.
But not bad.
Yeah. Pretty good?
Pretty tight.
All right.
Yeah, pretty tight bod on that.
He's my favorite on that show. I wish I'd seen that episode.
And you know what? I saw, maybe it was in this week's TV Guide, where they had a behind-the-scenes picture of those four bitches from Sex and the City. And the girl that I liked and nobody else likes, the girl who Rob thinks looks like Dave Foley, the redhead.
Red.
I'm telling you, there's a picture of her in the new TV Guide that is the most unflattering.
She looked kind of Halloween-y.
Yeah, she did. I mean, she looked like hit the wall times 10.
I'm glad you've finally seen the light on that one.
No, that was just one picture.
Yeah, just one picture. A picture's worth a thousand words.
On the show, she looks pretty good. But I'm just saying that I saw a picture of her that was not that great. Cynthia Nixon is her name.
Maybe you saw a picture that kind of captured the real lady.
Well, I'm going to have to see her in person to decide. But right now, she's still the one out of those four that I do on that show.
Still?
I do her first, absolutely.
Just a reminder that, you know, on TV, Pat Summerall looks pretty good.
Yeah, and I saw his burned victim hands.
Right, there's a chink in the armor, ladies and gentlemen.
Right up in person. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, I am caller 100.
Yes, yeah, right, you sure are. What's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, where are you from?
Wichita.
Lisa, you've won the Panasonic Mini Digital Voice Recorder.
Excellent.
This is like a high-ticket item. Don't miss Arrested Trial, the all-do highly anticipated series airing weeknights at 10:30 on the WWWB. Thank you for listening, Lisa.
Thanks, Donna Mike.
Hold on a second. Now, listen, this weekend, oh, yeah, tons of stuff happening this weekend. All eyes are on me in fantasy football in our Bozo League, because this is the weekend that I don't have Kurt Warner, I don't have Oz Hakim, I don't have Torrey Holtz. I don't have Tony Gonzalez. I don't have Derek Alexander.
Wow.
I got all my loser guys playing this week. So everybody's watching this week. So watch. Just watch me this week go 6-0.
And a little,
you know, and Mike, a little love.
Can I get a little love here?
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
You didn't let me finish.
All right.
That is.
I'm just jealous because you said all eyes are on you because it's true. And, you know, we who have teams that are incapable of winning any games.
If, in fact, this weekend I win my game and win the money, I will give half of the money to you.
Really?
Because you did me right by trading me Brad Johnson.
I'd rather have you say, since I gave you Brad Johnson, since I traded Brad Johnson to you, that next week when Kurt Warner starts again, you'll give me half the pot when you win.
No,
because
I don't think
you have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this week.
Oh, I've still got Ed McCaffrey. I've still got Rod Smith. I still got the Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but your team, you know, your team is the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, your cornerstone of you got, what, three guys from the Rams?
Actually, four. I got one guy who I don't play, Ricky Prohl.
So that's the, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, what if Brad Johnson, goes out, throws for five touchdowns.
Jesus, then I could win the money this week.
I mean, they're playing, they're not playing the greatest defense in the world.
The Eagles. So if I do win the money, half the money is yours.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
All eyes are fed.
The only way I can get anywhere near a pot. And I, you know, I've got two quarterbacks. I took Kerry Collins off of you, and now I have Gary Collins and Drew Bledsoe, and I'm really not sure who I'm going to start because they're both kind of playing crappy teams.
Yeah, they both suck.
It doesn't. You know, it doesn't. You know what?
Flip a coin.
I might just leave my lineup as it was last week, starting Brad Johnson, and then I'll get a DNP. I'll just get a bunch of DNPs.
Did not play.
And last week was the first week I just didn't even bother.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to my computer and send in the lineup.
Well, I know everybody's looking at me to go 6-0 this week.
Oh, that's right. Eyes are on you.
And the Mega Force. Be stopped.
We're all, it's going to be water cooler talk all over the building today.
And
what's Don's fantasy team?
Telling you, I got the brain trust to win my game,
you know,
without my St. Louis Rams.
When you say all eyes are going to be on you, you discount the selfishness of everyone in our league. We don't have all eyes on anybody. All we care is about ourselves.
Well, my guess, everybody does care about themselves, but everybody with the other eye, while they're looking at themselves with the other eye, they look at the leader. They look at the.
You had the fantasy up until last weekend that you were gonna run the table and win every pot.
I still think. No, I didn't think I was gonna win the money every week. I thought I was gonna go 16-0.
Oh, I think you're gonna go 16-0. Well, this is an important week. Who are you playing this week?
EB.
He doesn't have that good a team. He has a team like mine.
Well, he scored 94 points last week, though.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
So anyway, big match this weekend. You know, pray for me this weekend, everybody.
I know I will.
Everyone will. Also this weekend, I'm pretty sure we're going to get out and go see that Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah. I'm going to try. We're having babysitter difficulties.
Unless, you know, the weather's going to be bad all weekend. Unless it's so jam-packed. You know, I mean, if it's cloudy and it's rainy, I'm just going to tell my family to bag it that I don't want to go because it's going to be too incredibly crowded. But we want
to try to go on Saturday, like to the 7 o'clock show.
Yeah, we want to try to go. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Mike. The secret's out now.
Oh, yeah.
That we were going to go to the 7 o'clock show Saturday night at Reston Town Center.
Boy, I tell you, don't call me poker face.
Way to blow it for me.
Now that's it. Now everybody's going
to
go.
Oh, and the other thing, Mike honey has decided that she wants now is that now we have to play racquetball. Okay.
Oh.
It's not enough that we joined a health club, that we're going in and we're working out together and we're doing this together. Now, we got to play racquetball. So today, you know, she says to me, as we're walking out, she says, hey, listen, how about racquetball tomorrow? You know, and meanwhile, my arms feel like they're going to fall off. My legs are crumbling already because of all the work we've been doing. I said, what's the racquetball? She said, well, it's something fun we can do together. We can have fun together. We can play racquetball together.
Kind of a contact sport, really.
Yeah.
Good aerobics. You both are really competitive.
You get her in that racquetball court, and, you know, the elbows start to fly.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be careful. I'm terrified of racquetball because I got one of the worst ankle injuries I ever got playing stupid old racquetball. And I've never been on a racquetball court since I did in college. And, you know, you fly around there and it's tough. Rob, don't laugh.
All I know is that we got plenty of togetherness all week long, and we got plenty of togetherness working out every day all week long. I thought that the weekend was going to be the refuge from that,
right?
But I guess it's not going to be. And we got to go out and buy
somebody a birthday present this weekend.
Yes, oh. So do I.
Which means we're going to have to go to the sex shop again this weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So listen, everybody, he's on now?
I'm going to the medical store.
All right, the mystery guest is online. And yes, we're going to be celebrating Buzz Burbank's birthday. Even though it's tomorrow, we're celebrating Buzz's birthday Monday.
Cool.
If you want to tune in for the wildest sex show ever for Monday with Buzz's birthday.
Wildest sex show ever.
Yeah. That's specifically the request that I pass along to Jenna and Shiloh.
Very good.
Oh my. The wildest.
Because last year was really when we set the bar,
yes.
You know, for sex shows.
Hard to top that.
Absolutely.
Anything goes for Buzz's birthday on Monday, and Buzz will be receiving it himself. Now, our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're going to ask our mystery guest not to reveal his identity. Simply to say hello. Mike and I will ask him a few questions, and then we'll let people guess. See if right. You can guess who this person is.
Good. Now, before we do this, does the mystery guest know that he's supposed to be a mystery guest?
You tell him, Robbie.
Has he been filled in that that's what we're going to be doing?
Okay. Yes, he knows. So let's welcome now.
Hello,
mystery
John,
guest.
John.
Yeah.
John, please hang up the phone so I can put him online.
Oh, all right. Sorry. That was no mystery. That was Charles Broyhill.
That is a mystery.
Wendy's chicken fingers. I like this violin music.
Well, this is our mystery guest music.
They're plucking away, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever been this excited.
Okay, now. Let's all go.
Oh, no. Is he gone?
Let's welcome dial tone. I punched it up as soon as the line rang.
That'll devastate me.
The mystery guest is coming. He's coming. He's coming. The mystery guest is coming, and we don't know who he is.
I'm telling you. We know who he is.
It won't be a letdown, a letdown, a letdown. He's nobody.
He is a very, very big star, a very big star, a very big star.
He is not. He's nobody.
Hello,
mystery guest. What's that you?
Hello,
mystery guest.
Yes, it's me.
Okay, mystery guest.
Yes, sir.
As you know, our audience does not know who you are yet.
Okay.
We've only said that we've been friends for many years and used to make regular appearances on our morning zoo show.
This is true.
Mystery guest, can you tell us, how long have you been in entertainment?
30 years this year.
30 years. All right, and I'll ask a more personal question and won't give anything away, mystery guest. Mystery guest, how old are you?
Well, 58 today.
58 today.
All right.
And that was another clue right there. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's the mystery guest?
Hey, is it me?
Yeah.
Paul Williams at the Cinch.
No, no, Paul Williams is not the correct answer.
No. Not Paul Williams.
Hello. Paul Williams, Bugsy Malone.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is the mystery guest? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, who is it?
Don Rickles.
No. No, it is not Don Rickles.
No, it is not.
But he would be thrilled if you thought he was 58 years old.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Who's the mystery guest?
It's Al Molinaro.
No, it is not Al Molinaro.
It is not Al Molinaro, but these are fabulous guesses.
We are going to take a few more guesses, and I'm going to have to drop some more hints on you.
Oh, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Who is the mystery guest?
Is it Ken Osman?
No, it is not Ken Osman.
You know, for the last time, we've announced the fact that he's coming on the show later today. It is not Ken Osman. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Who's the mystery guest?
Is it Lyle Wagner?
It is not Lyle Wagner.
It's not Lyle Wagner.
It's time for us to ask the mystery guest more questions.
Okay.
Hold on, let me take one more. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is it?
Larry Mathers.
It is not Larry Mathers.
And his name is Jerry. Not Larry.
It is not Jerry Mathers.
It is not.
Or Larry.
It is Jerry Reed.
No, it's not Jerry Reed either.
Yeah, you stole one there.
Let me ask you, mystery guest.
Yes.
How many times were you on the Love Boat?
Several times as a guest star, not as one of the regulars.
How many times have you appeared on the Jerry Lewis telephone?
Seven times.
Who is your closest friend in show business?
My closest friend in show business would probably be Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale, a person that's also been on this show.
Okay.
All right, that's good. I think that's good right now.
Let's go back to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Who's the mystery guest?
Is it Norman Fell?
No, it is not Norman Fell, who I believe is dead.
Yes.
That's the third guy. Mystery guest, we had a couple of people guess that you were Joey Bishop and who else?
Joey Bishop was the one who was dead.
No, there was another one who was dead also.
Another person who had expired?
Yeah.
Well, Norman Fell has passed away, but Joey Bishop is still alive.
Oh, is Joey
really?
Bishop still alive?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought he was dead.
Well, it's the funeral.
It's not Joey Bishop.
Oh, hello. Raise the dead.
Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Fred Travellina.
Hey! And you on the phone, how did you figure out it was Fred? Was it because we said it's his birthday?
No, you couldn't miss that voice.
Well, thank you very much.
That's right, everybody.
Hey, better yet, you couldn't miss those voices.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, listen, hold on, I got a prize for you, okay?
Okay.
Well, and thank you.
Well, what's your name?
Steve,
where are you from?
Sacramento.
All right, Steve, you won the Fugitive Friday prize pack with all the junk from CBS. You know, the Survivor hat, the Letterman shirt, Fugitive fanny pack, the Bette Midler CD from CBS TV. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Fred Travellina, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has, but it went fast, didn't it?
It did.
Fred, how long has it been since you have been on our show?
I would say probably 9 years.
Nine years.
He's back today. What are you doing now, Fred?
Well, I'm real busy. I just finished a comedy CD that's available on my website along with the video.
Oh, give it a plug. Give your website a plug.
Yeah, www.fredtravellinaincontrol.com. Nice short name. And I'm in the studio right now finishing up a Christmas CD, which is called the Manhattan Christmas Suite. It's 10 original songs for New York. And
let me tell everybody, this guy's impressions.
We already have it.
Suck. But we're going to pretend like they're good.
Performing some of those pieces on Letterman.
Wow.
Oh, wonderful.
When are you going on Letterman?
I would say probably late October or early November.
All right, now listen, Fred, with no offense to Mike.
Right.
You know, and Mike's great with his voices.
Right.
Right. I know. I always take a back seat when Fred comes on the show because, you know, he is the guru.
Well, you know who the new voice is.
All right. You always have a new one. Who's the new one?
Lieberman.
Lieberman. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Democratic vice presidential candidate.
Here we go. Joe Lieberman.
Yes. And, the whole thing is that, I don't know, if I take the oath of office, do I swear on the Old Testament, the New Testament?
Told you, sorry.
You know, Cheney, he's got campaign 2000, and for me it's 56, 58. It's a whole other hazari, and, you know, what am I going to do?
Fred, you know, you close your eyes, and you're watching the debate all over again last night.
Oh, don't you love Dick Cheney?
Yeah, Dick Cheney. Let's hear Dick Cheney.
Isn't he full of personality?
Hey, you know what? Do the one that I love, Michael Caine. Come on, do Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. I don't believe it. All of us here, don't chuck those bloody space at me. And then there's Al Gore who says, I'm tired of being called stiff. I'm not stiff. I just have a way of moving, you know.
Fred, one final one. Jim Nabors singing?
Jim Nabors singing, because, you know, the whole thing is that I love macadamia nuts in Hawaii, but I want a ticket back in showbiz.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Travellina!
Travellina, listen.
Our mystery guest.
Happy birthday, you son of a gun. It's been way too long since we've had you on our show.
And it's great to be on and great to talk to you guys. And thank you for all the good wishes. And that I promise your listeners this Christmas CD is a very different approach. It's about them and their feelings at Christmas. It's not your normal batch of all the great Christmas tunes that have been recorded and re-recorded.
And all new. And the website again, Fred, is?
www.fredtravellinaincontrol.com.
And Fred, if you would like to hear an audio clip of you on our show today, please go to our website, which is www.fcatlover.com. All right, bye, Freddie.
Well, listen, I want to tell you something before I go.
What's that?
That's not the roof. Now that we are into the new century, Y2K was never a jelly.
Fred Travellina!
Hey,
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
Take care.
Take care. What was that last thing he was doing?
Y2K, you know, KY jelly, you know, doing that.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh. Oh, all right. Thanks. Thank you, Mike. You're on Roadmap.
Oh, I love him.
Through Fred Trappolino.
I love him. How about that Michael Caine?
That was great, wasn't it?
And the Lieberman. I mean, I'm listening to Joe Lieberman.
The amazing thing is we just called him this afternoon, and he dropped everything on his busy plate.
There you go.
Wow. Right on
Fred Trappolino.
All right. We'll book him again in 2009.
There you go.
God. It blows. And we used to have him on all the time as a goof.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because Fred Trappolino never knew that we goofed on him.
Right.
Now, we couldn't do it now with the show we do now. There's right. No way we could keep a straight face.
No, of course.
And keep him in. And, of course, you know, Mike does the best voices that I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
And Fred Trappolino would come on, and he would do, like, an awful. He'd go, all right, here's Jack Nicholson. Hey, I'm the Joker. How you doing? And it would be awful, and we would go, oh, bravo. Beauty, you're so talented, friend. And the one time we said to him, well, how come you're not wearing a tuxedo? So the next time he came on the show,
he had a tuxedo.
He came in wearing a tuxedo.
Good old Fred Trappolino.
Fred Trappolino.
There you go. Still plugging away.
Ooh. God damn. I mean, really, he is... The king of has-been.
Oh, yeah. And what was the game show he hosted? Because he did host a game show, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was it, Robbie?
What the hell was the name of that? Because the last time we had him on, he was hosting that
game
show.
I guarantee that 85% of our audience now don't know who he was.
Right.
I'm having a hard time coming up with the name for it, but it was something to the effect of... What would you do for money, or how much?
Anything for money.
Anything for money.
Remember that? Anything for money.
It was produced for the USA.
He blows.
It was grand.
He blows. You know, back in the day, he was one of those guys that Jerry Lewis would really have on, and Jerry Lewis would be excited.
Anything for money.
That he had the great Fred Trappolino on.
That's right.
Wow. God, he sucks. That's why we had him on, because it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
what a novelty approach, you know?
Anybody who knows the comedy career that is Fred Trappolino's,
yes,
can appreciate the comedy of having Fred Trappolino on and pretending that we think he's funny.
And he got his website mentioned, so he got something out of it.
Yeah, hi. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Did anybody ever think that guy's voices were good, or was it just that nobody ever wanted to tell him that he just sucked that bad, and so he just kept
going? You know, here's the thing. For a while, Fred Trappolino, and I never think at any point, I never thought he was talented. Did you ever think
he
was talented?
No, I mean, like any guy that does that, there are a few that he does that were his signature that were pretty good. But, I mean, the vast majority of them were kind of like what we just heard. I mean, Joseph Lieberman was a classic example of what he does. And it's, you know, and he does a lot of the goofy facial expressions and stuff.
And he was basically one of...
Carson, and he would just be like... He would just cringe because he was just so awful.
Yeah, Johnny Carson used to have him on all the time.
Absolutely.
And we never understood
why. He was hot for a long time. I mean, he was actually he was on the regular talk show circuit for a long time.
Yeah, no, he sucks. And like you say, he's constantly on the Love Boat. I mean, if you watch the Love Boat, Fred Trappolino's on every other episode.
They need another Love Boat.
Hey,
hello, hi.
Hey, this is Brian from Wisconsin.
Hi, Brian.
You guys are great. That's one concern, though. It is when someone calls, you guys say, "How you doing?" And it's time to get a different line, I think. Otherwise, the show's great, though.
Brian, how long have we been saying how you doing? Like 2 or 3 days?
Oh, yeah, at least. At least.
Okay. Brian, leave the driving to us. Do we tell you how to kill deer?
Well, I don't kill deer. I'm an animal activist.
But no, you live in Wisconsin, right?
I wear cotton panties. What? Pardon me?
You live in Wisconsin, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do
but
we tell you how to?
Great, though.
Do we tell you how to shovel snow? Do we tell you how to kill deer?
Well, no one's ever called, though. That's the only problem.
What do you mean no one's ever called?
No one's ever called me.
No, you know what we're talking. You know this is heading down a dangerous road here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna break
that. We had to do it.
What happened?
Warning! Warning! Terminate this call.
You know
what? Warning! This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system.
Right.
The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them, and we also know you're an asshole.
Terminated.
There it is, and it's gone. Never to be heard from again.
You know what's so great about the PTAA, which has been built in for your listening pleasure, is that the jerks keep talking.
They ramble all the way through it because they are so self-absorbed.
I love that. And then when it says call terminated, the call is terminated.
They're gone.
Hey, listen, and as far as
how you doing?
How you doing? It's no different than the various myriad of stuff like Billy or whatever phase we're on.
That's what keeps this show going. We get on little kicks all the time, and we have fun with it, and we enjoy our job. So if you know, if you have a problem with that, tough. That's right. The way it works.
Well, thank God for the PTAA.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. We say what we want.
Uh-huh. Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
And if you disagree with us now, we just cut you off.
Miracles, I guess.
It's a lesson I learned from some of the greatest leaders of all time.
Like Elvis Presley.
Yes, yes, yes.
Step into my heart.
And who's that dude who they're kicking out right now out of power?
Milosevic.
Right.
Leave your cares behind.
If he ran a radio show, he'd have a PTAA.
Right.
I mean, he's a son of a bitch, but he's got discipline.
He's still hanging in there, too, right? Just barely, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, they pretty much got him out.
Yeah, don't worry about guys like that. He'll have a talk show.
Hello, Don and Mike. CBS will hire him.
Yeah, of course.
Hell, they'll hire him for Morning Drive on NEW.
Hey, it's Blasphemy to the Morning. Good morning, everybody.
The war criminal hour.
Oh, hell, they'll probably turn it into a whole new format.
Yeah, of course. You know, a new version of Survivor. You put him on the island. Put him and some of his thugs on the island. Now, we had snakes on the island in the South Pacific, but this time we've got Milosevic and some of his thugs on the island.
No, you don't put him on TV. You put him on CBS Radio. You put him on WNEW.
Oh, sure.
This is Milosevic in the morning. Let's go to Manuel Noriega right now for that Big Apple traffic. How's it going?
The Despot Channel. There you go.
And who's the guy? I'm forgetting the name. It was something Daddy.
Big Daddy Idi Amin.
Yeah, yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Let's go to Idi Amin with sports this morning here on Milosevic in the morning.
Baby Doc Duvalier from Haiti.
That's who it is. Baby Doc.
Yep.
Hey, Baby Doc on Rock with sports. What's happening? We're going to go up to Pineapple Face in the traffic copter in a couple of seconds. This is Milosevic in the morning. And if you don't like my show, I'm going to shoot you.
Stay tuned for the Gaddafi Cafe.
Right here on NEW.
Station so desperate to get a morning show going.
Sure.
Hire Milosevic. Hire him.
Yeah, he can't speak English, but they go ahead. You know, that'd be great. You just have the interpreter.
Not in my show.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I just want to thank you. I really liked hearing that. That was absolutely awesome, the way you dispatched that last caller.
Well, thank you. Listen, don't thank me. Thank the technicians.
Yeah, because really, it's a very elaborate system here where all Don has to do, or Rob, or
anybody.
Me, or anybody, all you have to do is break the glass. Right?
Don't thank me. Thank the good people at Coron Incorporated.
They did a fantastic job of engineering on it again.
Coron Incorporated?
Coron.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? They're the great people who came up with the labs of Coron Incorporated.
Laboratories.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Here at Coron Laboratories, we're working on the newest innovative technologies to make this radio program better for all of us.
And you know, I tell you the truth, you know, when Mike and I first started working together, and we formed our production company, because everybody has a production company,
right?
We had to come up with a name for it. And the name we chose really...
Quickly, didn't we? I mean, it really came very quickly.
Decision. Coron. Because it's
a combination of two words.
Uh-huh. Two of our favorite words. And I think you can guess.
Absolutely. I don't think we need any more embellishment.
What they are.
Absolutely.
And I know that they don't need embellishment, because I know when I went home and I told Frida the company name is Coron, she immediately wised up to the fact.
Yeah, you said it's a combination of two words. She went, oh, please.
So that really is the name of our corporation, of our production company.
Coron Incorporated. We did it because there was some like tape or CD or something like that we were marketing.
Yeah, and we had to have some name. Hello, Coron.
Had to have a place where all the profits went.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you could put Albania on there with Milosevic in the morning.
Yeah, hey, Albania with you.
Hey, and I have somebody I saw the other day.
What?
I saw Danny walking down the street with Billy, and he was like, "Hey, how you doing, buddy?" And I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Hey, you want to play with my juggle sticks?"
That's a guy that loves the show. I have trouble getting angry with a guy that loves the show.
Yeah,
that
he got all of
my juggle sticks too.
There you go, juggle sticks.
He got all of them in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing? Oh, you know. Hey, man, I seen that movie last night, Meet the Parents.
You seen it?
Gotta see it, man. Gotta see it.
All right, I'm going to. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Albania in the morning. You remember me from that last concert. I got an exciting announcement. Joining me from now on the morning show. Say hello to Milosevic in the morning.
Здравствуйте, Смирный. Здравствуйте, Боже.
Now, translated, that means I'm going to kill all you bastards. W-N-E-W.
Yeah, Milosevic would have to work with a partner.
Let me give you another one. Hold on. Let me get another CD going here.
Milosevic in the morning.
Milosevic in the morning show.
He's available. He's found asylum at the studios of WNEW in New York.
Okay.
That's where he lives. He lives there, too.
We're going to be talking over Eminem right now, okay? Okay, here we go. Hey. Reset. Come on. Okay, here we go. Take two.
Milosevic in the morning.
And this is Albania. You want to repeat that again, everybody?
All right,
now here's it. Everybody not listening to WNEW is going to be lined up and shot today. And me? I'm Albania.
Like you never seen a white person before. My jaws all on the floor like Pan and Tommy just bursting the door and started...
And what is it, like Vlosan or whatever his first name is?
Slobodan Milosevic.
Slobodan and Al. Alan Slobodan.
Slobodan.
Well, let's do one more.
Okay.
Let me find one more good intro.
He'll be drunk by now.
Okay. All right. Okay. One more good one.
You know he's drinking.
And angry.
Yeah, well, yeah. Vodka, right?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. This is Albania in the morning. Want to say hi to my brand new partner on the show. Milosevic in the morning. And your message is... All women and children to be lined up on the streets of New York by noon today. N-E-W! Milosevic in the morning. With me, Albania.
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, that would be all he knows how to say.
That's all he knows in English.
How you doing?
Mel, great guy.
All right, now listen, good morning, everybody. My name is Albania, and this is my co-host. And your name again, sir, is?
Slobodan Milosevic. How you doing?
Now listen, I want to tell you what we got coming up on our brand new WNEW-FM morning show.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
We're going to be playing your favorite music every morning.
Oh, you're so most miserable today, Smoothie.
And you're right. We're going to be offering up all kinds of tours. I'm going to tell you that we're going to be on the west side today. I got some nerve gas coming at you. What do you got for our listeners today? Giant killing in the public square. That'll be today in Central Park.
How you doing?
N-E-W. Hey, it's going to be a nice day in New York City today. It's a nice day for what?
It's a nice day for killing.
N-E-W. This is Albania, and listen, you are...
Slobodan Milosevic.
And don't forget that it's Purplus Cheese Weekend on N-E-W.
How you doing?
Listen or die. That's our motto. The station,
push the button.
Said it in his native language.
N-E-W.
Alan Slobodan.
If they were smart, that's what they'd do.
Oh, sure. You know, give the station a little buzz. Oh,
they do.
No offense, Buzz.
Understood.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. The grand mystery guest game is over.
Yes.
And it was Fred Travolino. Let's all say together, BFD. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor. It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a beat closer. That's what I want.
Why is messing with the knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale. You gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you better mess to the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all the pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Friday. Football day. Time to pick the pros until they scab and bleed.
Yeah.
Kevin. I think we got somebody more famous than Fred Travolino.
That's for sure.
Joining us, and you know, we love this guy from the NFL on CBS, from the NFL Today. Here is Coach Jerry Glanville.
Jerry! Guys!
Jerry, welcome back.
Well, I'm upset they unplugged the HBO show, too.
Oh, inside the NFL on HBO with Jerry Glanville, Dan Marino, Lenny Dawson, Nick Bonacani, and Chris Collins.
How could you forget that group?
Yeah, no, you're good on both of those shows. But we love talking to you about the CBS show.
We're having a ball.
The HBO show, you know, it's slickly produced. If you guys mess something up, I guess you can go back and you recut it, and they do that thing where they go, now to you, Lenny, now to you, Jerry, now to you, Chris, and they're all taped and spliced together. But
why I never stutter on that show.
Yeah, but you guys now, they have you in those Madonna headsets, and you're sitting outside with all the goobers out there. How are you reacting to all the people in Midtown Manhattan when you guys do the show outside?
The people are tremendous. My only concern is I don't think we show the crowd enough. Last week, the crowd went all the way down to Fifth Avenue from where the studio is. And the people, you know, they come dressed. There's a guy in a Redskin jersey, a guy in a Patriot jersey, there's a guy in a Jet jersey. And they're fun to talk to because, unlike sports writers that we know, there's no agenda.
There you go. Hey, listen, how's Nancy holding up to the pressure, Jim Nance?
He's the best. I tell you, did you see him doing the early show?
Oh, listen, not only did I see him doing the early show, I saw him with you on the early show this
week. Now, that got him nervous. Yeah, you know, I made him nervous.
They had Nancy sit in for Brian Gumbel,
right,
doing the early show, and they announced that Jerry Glanville was going to be the guest, and Nancy looked like he was about to wet his pants.
Well, I think everybody that knows Jerry Glanville knows that you never really know what Jerry's going to do or say. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah, we're not going to let him have a free ride. And you know what? The two girls got up and left.
What did you have in the bag when you were on the early show?
I had Jim Nance's backup toupee.
Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you about your other show, Inside the NFL. What are they? Are they just going to continue to add bodies to that show with every great player that retires? And you're just going to, what do you have, 20, 30 guys on that show eventually?
They have a full roster. two guys will not be allowed to dress out, game down. Everybody else is suited up.
Suited up, he says. Suited up. But really, seriously, Jim Nance, we get the feeling when we talk, and he's on the show all the time. He's wound way, way, way tight. On game day, when it's showtime on Sunday, mm-hmm. I mean, how's he doing?
You know what? He reacts to things. What's changed over there because of Mike Ditka, there's no sense rehearsing. And there's no sense in pretending you know what's going to come next. And really, I think that's when Jim Nance is at his best. When you hit him with something that he's not expecting, he's so quick-witted he can come back. I think it's better than him knowing.
That's good. I agree with you on that.
But do you think that he's cracking up?
I think he'll make it to at least Thanksgiving, don't you?
Make it to at least Thanksgiving. Are you still driving cars, Jerry? I mean, race cars?
Oh, I just did my race schedule for next year, and looks like we're going to be doing 26 races next year. Can't wait. We're building brand-new cars as we're talking. My poor brother drove 12 hours or down. They're putting a rear end in my 40 Ford. And I called this morning, got him out of bed. I said, get out of bed and get your hands on my rear end, baby. Get it fixed.
So they're doing that while you're doing the football season. And then you, as soon as the season's over, you get right into the heart of doing the racing, right?
We do the Super Bowl. And then a week after the Super Bowl, we do the HBO show on a Thursday. And I race that Friday.
Wow.
And you don't waste much time. As my wife said, 48 weeks a year on the road. I said, darling, what if I was home 48 weeks? She said, hell, I'd leave you.
Yeah. Hey, what is the schedule for that HBO show? When do you guys tape that thing?
We do it just a few hours before you see it. We do it on Thursday.
All right, so it's nice and timely.
Yeah, they turn it right around. They're actually putting the front half together while we're still doing the back half.
Right, and... really, seriously now, when they told you that Dan Marino was being hired, were any of you guys pissed at all? Because, you know, Mike was right. It was a full show already,
right,
with you guys, and then all of a sudden you add another guy. What was the react? I mean, don't give me the company line of that. Hey, we're glad that he came along. He's an old pro.
Ross Greenberg called me up. He said, what do you think if we were to add... Dan Marino. What do you think if we did that? I says, hell, I wouldn't add anybody else. We got enough. We got too many.
Yeah.
Never add anybody. He says, well, we already signed him. I said, but if I was going to add one, he's the guy.
That's an honest answer. Way to go, Jerry.
And the wonderful thing about that HBO show.
That's funny.
I was watching the week that you guys were down in Tampa Bay. You're doing the show from the stadium.
Yes.
And I don't know, it must have been...
200 degrees.
Yeah, a million degrees because... And I didn't notice on anybody except Dan Marino.
Full lather.
His shirt was totally pitted out. His head was just gleaming. And I'm thinking, this is an HBO show. How come nobody stops to towel him down or to say to him, listen, Dan, you've got giant pit stains under your shirt.
Go up, bring in the backup shirt.
There's no... We didn't have a backup shirt, and there's no way... You can help a guy that's having total, complete deodorant failure.
Right. All right. Well, Jerry, you're great on all the shows. You're great on the NFL today. You're great on the Inside the NFL. And I know you guys kid about it all the time, and they bust your balls about coaching. But have you been contacted about coaching again, and would you ever coach again?
The last time there was an opening that I thought I had a real shot at, I sat home and looked at the phone for 3 days.
Oh, really?
And I finally called AT&T. I said, will you check to see if this thing's hooked up? And unfortunately, it was wired.
All right, so the answer is you would.
But I don't think, you know, they know a lot of people looking for guys, my lady. They're looking for guys that do what they're told. And that's never been my strength.
And you don't think so you don't see yourself ever coaching in the NFL again?
I wouldn't say that, but it's going to take a guy that's willing to... I ask one question. I've been interviewed 4 times in my total interviews. The total interview time is less than 4 minutes.
All right, gotcha.
I ask a tough question.
Well, what's the question?
I ask one question. It's usually the interview's over, and I go home.
Well, what's the question?
Who's cutting the players?
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, really? Yeah, and a lot of guys don't want to relinquish. A lot of organizations don't want to relinquish that control.
Well, I cut a guy in Chicago when I was with Atlanta. I cut a guy at halftime. And I gave the guy a $20 bill. I said, you can get on the blue tick because you're not flying home with us. We'll get you home.
Are you making this up or did you really cut a guy?
Oh, no, this is true. Well, when I got home and talked to the owners, I thought I turned over a girl's school bus. I thought somebody died.
Oh, Jesus.
He happened to be a guy that gave $1.2 million signing bonus.
Hey, what was the guy's name?
Well, what happened is we won 12 games. And what owners don't realize, we never would have won 12 games if we didn't put this guy on the blue tick. We put him on the bus. No flying.
You want to say his name?
No, I can't. That way it wouldn't be fair. But
all right.
That's what happened in Atlanta. And then the next year they said, from now on, Jerry, you can't cut anybody. We're voting. And I said, who's voting, Mr. Smith? He said, well, me, my 2 sons, and Kenny Hurock, the GM. I said, you're kidding. He said, well, you got to vote, Jerry. We're going to let you vote, too. Well, guess what? You're done. You're history. That was the end of us having as good a football team and having as much pride as we had prior to that little... this is not... Football's not a democracy. You can't have people voting.
No, you got to have
and
one guy.
And you can't put logic behind every thought. This is football.
There you
go. Love that. Cut a guy at halftime. That's beautiful. It takes balls.
Here's $20.
Jerry, let's pick the top 5 games of the week as determined
by our producer, Charles Broyhill.
Now, wait a minute. Let's check Charles's background. I don't like him sometimes.
Well, he, I'll tell you this.
Hey, where's Bart?
Oh, Bart is, today, as a matter of fact, he's playing lacrosse.
That guy's tough. He plays football. He plays lacrosse. He's a hockey lover. He picks the right teams. He knows who's hitting. Oh. I like Bart better than I do Dynamite.
I will pass along that to you, Jerry. You know, he's now a sophomore in high school. He's 15.
Yeah, and I got to give Jerry a...
He's a sophomore.
He always mentions your son every time he comes on the show, and I know you love that. I know you do. It's
and it makes Bart very happy. Thank you also. And you mentioned the background of Charles Broyhill. We don't think he likes girls, if you follow my drift code.
Well, there's a couple of cities he can go transfer to.
So these are the games he has selected, okay? So keep in mind his sexual preference. The first game we're picking is Green Bay and Detroit. And I'll go, then Mike will go. And Jerry, of course, you're the only one allowed to tell us why you're going to pick the team. I'll take Green Bay, Detroit. I'll take Detroit.
I'm going to take Detroit also.
Well, this is scary, but I'm taking Detroit because... looking at Green Bay, losing to Chicago in Green Bay is a sin. Our victorious Chicago team, guys, has not beat Green Bay in Green Bay since 1944. That's how bad these Packers are.
That's a stat. Next game, Pittsburgh at... the undefeated New York football Jets. I will take the Jets.
Easy, New York Jets. Jerry.
Well, I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers play last week, guys. I thought it was 77, 78? What year is this? They were running, they were hitting, they were slamming people around. But I flipped the channel over, and there was Terry Bradshaw, and he didn't have any hair. So I knew it was year 2000. I flipped it back. Jets win.
All right, how about this one? Redskins at Eagles.
Redskins.
Be careful. This one is really, really tough. I'm going with the Redskins, but this is going to be close because both teams have such good defensive lines. Did you ever think you'd say the Redskins have a good defensive line? They do now.
No, Marco Coleman is having a kick-ass year.
Oh, man, and I think he's getting an advantage of having the other end. Some old guy they picked up out of Buffalo named Bruce Smith chasing the quarterback to him.
All right, let's go to two more games. New York football Giants at Atlanta. I'll take the Giants.
Yeah, Atlanta's not very good. Got to go with the Giants.
Atlanta got embarrassed by the Eagles last week. Absolutely embarrassed. The quarterback ran off and hid. The Giants will win this one. They may not win many more. They're not what we thought they were. They're not any good, but they beat Atlanta.
All right, and the Sunday night game is Baltimore at Jacksonville. Jacksonville played Pittsburgh last week. Look awful. I'll take... the Ravens, hon.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Well, you can't do it. Now, Jacksonville's quarterback is playing tremendous, but he's been sacked 24 times, leads the league in being hit. Offensive line can't play. Defensive line can't play. Ravens will whip him.
Ravens will win. Okay, listen, Coach, great talking to you. Well, watch
Rudy. I thought Rudy picked these with you.
Oh, no, we don't know where Rudy is. Rudy's
on vacation somewhere, Jerry.
Rudy just got done with a three-week vacation known as the Olympics, and he decided not to phone in today.
I think he's living in Australia now.
What's the best aid? Could I count on that? I will pay his rent if he stays in Australia.
Coach, we will watch you this Sunday on the NFL Today, and we will watch you over the weekend on HBO. Have a great broadcast, and tell Nancy we said hello.
He loves you two people. That tells you how screwed up he is.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Coach Glanville.
Thank you. Dynamite.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Jerry Glanville, the coach.
Bye-bye.
Always a good guest.
We like him. Well, you know, a lot of people hate his guts, but we like him.
He comes, he has a good time. He comes to play.
That's the way he is, that yelling, screaming, hillbilly stuff.
I'm a day right now.
I like the story. Always good for, like, one of those new ones. You always learn something new.
Yeah, then he cut a guy in half time.
Here's $20. He gave the guy $1 million signing bonus.
And for those of you wondering about the year-to-date picks, I'm your winner there, too.
Huh. Yeah. You know, everybody will be talking about that. Yeah. You're having a great year. I mean, there's just...
Have you, Buzz?
All eyes will be on him.
Yes. All eyes will be on me, yeah.
40 wins. I have 31. Rudy has 31. Why does Rudy have 31? Rudy doesn't even pick.
Because I think Rudy makes his picks during the week with Charlie, even if we don't have Rudy on the show.
And 38 for Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah,
so you and Charlie are in a bit of a war.
Right. All eyes on me. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
You
seer.
You know, when it comes to football this season, I'll be honest with you, you are a mastermind.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, welcome to my world. Welcome to my winning world.
Welcome to my world.
All right, we got a break. We'll take some of your telephone calls when we come.
Won't you come on in?
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're still marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
It's the home of the pumpkin shampoo. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, this show is the most goddamn ridiculous show.
It is. There's always an adventure.
It really is. And now,
making a statement
as she clutches her breast, let's please welcome Lisa, who has something that she wants to say seriously to the a-holes who have been calling her today.
Wow. Very good.
I've gotten a couple phone calls. The most recent one, some guy called me. Hey, Lisa. I said, yeah, hi, how you doing? He goes, how does it feel to kill a baby? Click. And hangs up. He blocked his number. It was blocked private. I just want to say to people who take this seriously, I think it's a sad thing. This is an entertainment program, and I believe, Don, you even stated on the air that this was not true. In fact, I was home on personal reasons.
Yeah.
I didn't have an abortion. It's funny. It's fun entertainment. Whoever takes it seriously.
So in other words, everybody cut the crap, too, right? The crap that's calling in and giving you a hard time about that.
For the record, she didn't have an abortion. She's going to give the baby up for adoption.
There you go.
We're going to find a nice home for the baby.
Right.
And just needed a day off to do the test to find out who the father is.
Exactly.
That's all it was.
I'm pro-life.
Very good.
I didn't kill any baby. Right. Thank you.
So cut the crap, everybody.
Thank you. Very rare she gets pissed.
Yeah.
She got pissed.
No, she did.
Who blames her?
Yeah. Who can blame her?
I told her I wouldn't keep it, but that's what she said.
I know.
She's going to keep
insisted.
It.
She doesn't really take your fatherly advice.
I said, listen, consider the father. Mm-hmm. I said, there's no need to go down and have these blood tests, none of these silly blood tests. We know the father.
He's icing his groin today.
His name is Charles Broyhill.
Absolutely.
You know how the child's going to turn out.
Of course.
No matter how your genetics come into play, no matter how pretty and smart you are.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to have someone who's just decidedly pathologically antisocial.
You know, she's going to deliver that baby.
Oh, my God, it's a Broyhill. Charlie didn't make me laugh. Broyhill made me laugh, you know, after all that, because we've been giving Charlie a hard time today.
Yeah.
More than we normally do.
Yeah,
normally
really.
We do it pretty good. He never says anything to me. I walk in and say, hey, how you doing, Charlie? He says, everybody hates me.
Oh.
I crack me up. Just the way he said it. You know, he doesn't say stuff like that very
often. No, never.
Well, he didn't like the coach, I guess, making fun of him.
Listen, all you animals on the telephone.
Yeah, hey, knock it off.
Leave Lisa alone, okay?
Knock off.
Please, come on, you pussies. And don't block your number.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. This is Eddie from Queens.
Hello, Eddie. Hi.
Eddie.
I'm going to come visit Friday.
Good.
Will it be okay?
Oh, yes. Now, listen, Eddie. Next week, we're going to announce it. For everybody listening to us on NEW.
I always do.
We're going to be in New York doing the show from NEW next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a special in-studio show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For people to come by and watch us do the show and do some stuff. We can do some new stuff we've never done on the show before.
Very good.
Excellent. It's my birthday, too, so that's cool.
Just for the good people of New York, so come up and be ready for anything next Friday.
Okay.
Make sure if you listen to us.
The invite.
If you listen to us on NEW, you got to come by. And don't forget, our show is on the same time as ONA.
Yes.
Right. 3 to 7.
So show up, you know, about 3, 7th Avenue, Midtown Manhattan.
888 7th Avenue.
Right by the dancing, what is it? The
next to the Dancing Shrimp and Hooters.
Okay, guys. You have a good weekend.
All right. The Brooklyn Diner.
Thank you, Eddie.
Okay.
Right above the Red Eye Grill, home of the Dancing Shrimp.
Home of the Dancing Shrimp.
Yes, the Red Eye Grill.
We'll be talking about that plenty next week.
Good. Home of Alex Cleveland.
That we want a lot of people who listen to us on WNEW to show up in the studio next Friday.
Yeah. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Frida.
Really? Yeah, impossible. I just got off the phone with her, and I'm positive she wouldn't come on the air right now. We just had a little fight.
Oh, dear.
No, this is Frida, and you don't know me, though. I'm not your wife. And I have a son named Bart, and I listen to you all the time, and I get such a kick out of it.
It does. She sounds uncannily like little, your wife.
Yeah.
Do I really?
How do you spell your first name?
Frieda.
See, my wife does not have the I.
Right.
It's Frieda.
Freda.
Yeah.
How old is your son, Bart?
He's 29.
29.
Huh.
Well, see, at least he's not going to have to go through the crap. You know, if there's any crap that my son gets at all, it's occasionally that someone will say to him, oh, you're named after the cartoon.
Right.
But, you know, in reality, Bart was born, you know, 3 years before The Simpsons ever came out.
Right. Yeah, you named him after Bart Starr.
Yeah,
because he came and visited you in the hospital.
Yeah, I think it's a nice, you know, a nice regular name.
Yes, and it's a very nice story, too, around that name.
Yeah. You obviously left it as, it's not Bartholomew, right? It's just...
No. Oh, I wouldn't do that to him, no. It's just, it's B-A-R-T.
Yeah, same here.
All right, well, Frida.
Yeah.
So there's another Frida.
Frida with another son named Bart running around the world.
With a son named Bart. Wow. That's kind of spooky.
Yeah?
Why don't you send me a picture of yourself?
That would be entertaining, wouldn't it?
Yes, why don't you? Why don't you send me a picture of yourself?
I was trying to remember what you said your wife looked like, and I can't recall.
My wife's hot. She's very hot. Are you hot?
No, I wouldn't consider myself hot. I'm just a biker.
You're a biker chick?
Yeah.
You got tattoos?
Oh, a couple small ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no future for us. Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye. I'm forever linked to the other Frida.
Oh, man, that's a shame. You don't want a Harley chick?
Hello, Don. Mike's show.
Baldy.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, King of all Peruvians here.
King of all what?
Peruvians.
Peruvians. You wouldn't be the Peruvian that Homo Joe had the relationship
with. No, never.
Right.
Hey, at least his baby's not Peruvian.
Why don't you talk a little slower so maybe we can understand what you're saying?
Lisa's baby? Lisa's Peruvian.
Lisa's baby is half Peruvian.
Ah, very good.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. She'll grow to be a fine Peruvian.
What can we do for you?
Thank you. Thanks so much.
That was a simple statement.
Brilliant call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
You were talking about morning shows for dictators earlier, and I got another one for Gaddafi. And I was wondering if you could get Buzz maybe to add a little promo for it. It's Coffee with Gaddafi.
Yeah, we'll get Buzz working
right on. Buzz, get on that sketch. Yeah. Thanks a lot, and come down to the writers' meeting next week.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
How you doing, Dennis?
Okay. Dr. Phil, I'm going to be in.
Oh, that's right.
You
did call the other day about that, yeah.
Yeah, I closed the deal last night. They're going to fly me down to Boonville, South Carolina.
Are you going to get a percentage of the gross?
Actually, it's 3 hours worth of work, and I'm getting $750,000.
$750,000? So you're getting $750?
Yeah.
And
that's real money.
What is the movie, and what role will you be playing, Dennis?
Okay, apparently I'm going to be playing myself. I'm going to be at this dance party, dancing with a woman.
Well, you're a major epping star. No wonder you're playing yourself.
And then, as I'm dancing, dwarf vampires will be coming at me, and they'll be sucking my blood.
You mean they're really going to you're going to be attacked in the movie?
I'm going to be attacked by dwarf vampires.
And then what is the working title of this independent film again?
It's going to be Ankle Biters.
Ankle Biters?
Yeah.
Ankle Biters. Now, Dennis, is this going to be a hard or soft core film?
I make sure it wasn't a porn film.
It's not going to be a porno?
No.
All right. And when are you going to shoot this?
The guy is looking towards the end of November.
End of November. Well, listen, don't let this conflict with the trip that we have planned for you this month.
I know. That's on October 21st. It's not going to be conflicting.
Because don't forget, this is the month of October when we're sending Dennis
to compete
to that island where they're having a competition, some porno company.
Yes.
Where they're going to have naked chicks walking around having sex all day long in front of guys. And the guy who can go the longest
without showing any excitement at all,
without getting a boner, that guy gets to star in the company's next porno film.
Yes.
And we have arranged, thanks to the good people at egars.com.
Ah, very good.
Egars.com,
Yes, they have picked up the tab for this entire venture. And, Dennis, we are counting on you to remain Mr. Softy.
Okay. I'll be Mr. Softy, and then I'll be reporting in every day.
And, Dennis, you probably should have a pretty good time, I would imagine.
Great time.
All right, so listen, things are really happening for Dennis. He's going to be going to this porno competition for our show in October.
He's very happening. It's last year was the summer of Dennis. Perhaps this is the fall of Murphy.
Now he's going to be in a minor motion picture,
mm-hmm.
playing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, listen, I've almost said that you're in a long distance relationship. Are you still banging that 50-year-old woman in Phoenix that you met on the internet?
She's
57.
The last time I went to see her was in Labor Day weekend, but I haven't seen her since.
Ah, so is she out of your life?
Yeah, we're talking on the phone, but like I told you before, I show no interest in her.
Are you jealous that Homo Joe has his own webpage now?
Well, actually, Homo Joe and I are connected.
Oh, really? So
you got links to each other's website?
If you go to DennisMurphy.com, you will see my bio of what I have done for your show.
I got to tell you, though.
You mean what we've done for you?
No, what you have done for me.
Right.
Homo Joe's website kicks your website's ass.
Oh, I know that. I understand.
You might want to hook up with the people that are helping Homo Joe.
Yes, I am. I'm hooked up with them.
All right, beautiful. As you can tell, he's hot. He's happening.
Mm-hmm. Everything is happening now for Dennis Murphy. After a brief hiatus, he's back in the news.
And I got poison ivy.
Oh, boy.
Well, where do you have it?
On my right arm.
Your right arm?
Right now, it's oozing.
Is that the whole arm or the half arm?
Oh, no. It's just around my elbow area.
Is it on the handless arm?
Yes, Mike.
So you mean...
Dennis, I want you to back off of that tube that you've got with me.
Okay, Mike. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have to scratch your stump?
No, thank God. But I'm putting this hydrocortisone on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the stump where the poison ivy is, right?
Yes, it's on the stump.
Yeah, see, it'd be better if it was on the other side. Then you wouldn't have to worry about scratching.
Well, I still scratch.
But, I mean, if you understand it was on the other side...
You couldn't scratch it with your finger.
Wouldn't have to worry about your finger.
That's what happened. I scratched my skull with my fingernails, and that's how I received poison ivy.
Well, you know, you don't scratch that, Dennis. I know it's difficult, but you can't scratch that stuff. It'll spread.
I know. Believe me, I know.
With your pattern, it'll go right to the balls.
No, I have it in my butt before.
You've had it in your butt?
Yes.
You've had poison ivy in your ass?
Yes. What I did was doing... During high school, I really had to go. So I went in the woods, and apparently I used a leaf that had poison ivy.
Brilliant, Dennis.
So you mean, when you say you had poison ivy on your butt, you didn't have it on the outside cheeks.
I had it inside.
Inside on the anus.
Yes.
And it can be even worse than that. A friend of our family's one time was burning some clippings from their lawn and got it on their lungs.
Oh, my God.
Be real careful with this.
And Dennis, who did you get to put the cream in when you had poison ivy in your butt?
Well, actually, I met it here on its own, but I was walking funny for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. All right, well, take care of yourself, Dennis.
And Dennis Murphy will be house shopping this weekend.
What, pardon me?
I'll be house shopping.
Were you just speaking of yourself in the third person?
Man,
you are full of yourself.
No.
Didn't you just say, and Dennis Murphy will be house shopping?
Yeah, he said Dennis Murphy will be house shopping this weekend.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You all have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And Mike?
What?
I'm sorry for that comment the other day.
You hurt my feelings, Dennis.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bud?
Hey, yes, Dennis.
I still love you.
Goodbye.
Bye, you, Dennis.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, listen, I won't even mention the fact that I didn't even get a greeting.
No, he didn't say goodbye to you.
No.
Oh,
he didn't say goodbye to you at all.
Right. Yeah, what?
Have a great show Sunday with the Redskins.
Right. Bye, Dennis.
Okay, adios.
Bye. See ya.
Dennis Murphy will be house shopping this week.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
His rash.
In between scratching his stump, which is covered with poison ivy.
Hey, boy, I know there are a lot of people hoping he comes to their neighborhood.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
How you doing?
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 Hey, who is this?
How you doing?
This is the official how you doing guy, right?
How you doing?
Well, how you doing? What can we do for you?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Are you going to say anything else to us?
How you doing?
Did you enjoy Fred Travellina today as the mystery guest?
How you doing?
Oh. Did you enjoy Jerry Glanville?
How you doing?
And not yet.
Well,
how about Dennis Murphy? Did you?
Hey,
there you go. Bye. How you doing, guy?
Hey, Dad.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us. Hello there.
Hey, Don. Who's this, Don or Mike?
Yes, I enjoy the fact that the how you doing guy is right now actually
communicating,
conversing, and communicating with us using simply how you doing.
And he demonstrated his enthusiasm for Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out. You guys are going to talk about all this porno and stuff, and you're sending Murphy over to this competition.
Yeah, a grand competition is going to be down in Cancun, Mexico, he's going to be surrounded.
Sacramento, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I called you earlier a couple months ago when you were mentioning Ron Jeremy. I'm still trying to get my money from that guy for those shirts I printed up.
Hold on, wait. How many times has this guy called the show?
Yeah, really.
Every time you mention it.
But we never mentioned Ron Jeremy. We just mentioned that
porn.
Dennis was going on a porno trip.
Yeah, well, he may run into this guy.
Yeah, in more ways than one. These guys called at least five times.
Five times.
At least.
What do you expect us to do?
Well, you guys got the power and the pull, man. I'm just a little working man.
Yeah, but what have you done for us?
But the story, again, for the record, is that you made, like, 25 I Love Ron Jeremy t-shirts.
Yeah, for his fan club.
And you never got paid?
Never got paid. He said we can go down to one of his clubs and get, you know, free admission and all that crap, but, you know, that's...
Okay, well, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. How many years have you been harboring this grudge against Ron Jeremy?
Oh, I've been harboring it for, not that long.
Yeah, I know it's going to be hard, but try to be a bigger man than Ron Jeremy.
That would be tough.
Hey, Rob.
Take him a shout out
Rob,
for the pony pool, man.
Rob with the porno humor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is Lisa available? No, I'm sorry, she's not. She's with child. I understand that. I was calling and let her know that my wife and I would be interested in adopting her child.
And that's okay. Mike and I are going to sell it on the black market.
You're not going to do that.
Yes, we are. We're going to make a tidy sum.
That'll be and that should henceforth be referred to as the Broyhill baby.
BB. B squared.
Baby Broyhill.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, this is the original Flat Nuts guy, and I'm calling in with another double pun for you, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, Mike, earlier when you were talking to Dennis Murphy,
yes,
you said it could be the fall of Murphy, and it could very well prove to be the fall of Murphy.
All right, you're officially banned from the show now.
Oh.
I want to tell you something. Much like I had to let the Sam Huff guy go.
Right.
I knew immediately when you called and announced yourself as someone who is somebody. I am
somebody.
Yeah. When you call,
I don't get it. I don't. Maybe I'm not bright enough. But puns don't. Rob, what the hell? Rob was just going nuts. Rob loves this guy.
No, not really. It was clever, but the fall of Murphy.
I got it. The fall of Murphy, and also
like the autumn of Murphy or the decline of Murphy.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Funny stuff, Rob.
And it's really not a double pun. It's just a single pun, which William Shakespeare called the lowest form of comedy. So
and
good job.
And you, my friend, you're off the show.
Go to hell. They're very good, Rob.
Don't send us a letter, though, like Sam Huff guy did, like Dominic did.
Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't linger.
Oh, he's gone. There he is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
It's good.
Hey, look. Hold on a second, please. I'll come right back to you. Where's Eddie Haskell?
I don't know.
I mean, he's late. Uh-huh. If Eddie Haskell doesn't show, we're on a schedule today. Today's one of the few times the show is running on schedule.
Marie Osmond's supposed to be here. Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell.
Oh, Ken Osmond.
Ken Osmond's his name. Well, if he doesn't show in the next couple of seconds, he's out-ski.
Haskell and his publicity ski lady ski just went the wrong way in traffic, so it's not looking good, but they're still trying to get here.
Well,
not looking good for Edski.
I don't... We'll have to take a meeting about this, about what to do about Edski.
Because, I mean, we do have...
Kensky.
You know, we do have the Jeopardy standing by and
Eddie Ski.
And, you know, I don't want Busky to miss out on the new ski today. And frankly, we did move everything around so that we'd be available to be with Edsky at 5 o'clock tonight.
It'd have to be a chip ski.
I mean, what wrong turn ski could they have made?
But you make a wrong turn in this town on a Friday at rush hour, you could be lost.
Who's his idiot publicist?
I don't know. Get up a creek ski.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, shut up, Ski Rob.
Kupski Eski.
Rob Ski. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How you boys doing?
Don't you love it when somebody doesn't hear us say hello, and then we get the how you doing?
I said hello, then I said, hold on a moment, please, while I got that business out of the way, then I came back to you. Mm-hmm. You've been on the line the whole time.
You're unbelievable.
You know how we're doing.
Hey. Hey. I sent Jack Diamond an email last night.
Yes.
And I'm from Portland, Oregon. I've never heard the guy, but you were just killing me yesterday with this story.
Right.
So I sent him a bogus email saying, I just left, or me and my wife of 12 years have left. I've got 7 children, and I'm thinking about marrying this new girl I've been going out with 2 weeks. If you had any advice. He actually emailed me back today.
How pathetic is that? Do you have the email response?
Yeah, I can forward it to you guys. No. It is so hilarious.
Just read it. Do you have it there? Can you read it to
us? No, I'm in my car, but I'll be back. I'm going home right now. I can have it to you guys in 3 minutes. I'm like 2 blocks from my house.
All right, fax it to us.
I will. I got an office at home. Wait till you see this. I'll fax it right now.
Do you know our fax? Do you know our fax number?
No, give it to me, would you?
Of course. Hold on, please. Somebody give that Dumpsky the fax ski number.
Clueless ski. Wow.
But I would love to hear a response from Harvey, especially if somebody sent him a fake email about, hey, I've just left my wife and I'm thinking about getting married to a woman I've only known for 2 weeks.
Chicken soup ski.
I might like ski that ski. We will be right back. Ski.
He's the Don and Mike Show. The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, that was, of course, Eski Haskell.
Yes, Haskell on the Zoom.
Now, here's what I just heard from Charlie Broyhill. That the publicist is driving Ken Osmond around.
Right.
And she's been here before.
Right.
With people before.
Right.
That she was on the Beltway. Mm-hmm. And the directions that were given were, get on the Beltway, then get on Route 66 West, and get off at Route 123.
Pretty straightforward, yeah.
Well, she was coming around the Beltway, and she saw Route 123.
Oh.
She, at that point, even though it's a bass-ackwards way, she had a 50-50 chance that eventually she'd be headed in the right direction.
Right.
She picked the wrong direction. When she called Charlie Broyhill...
So she took the 123 that's down around McLean?
Yes.
And she went in the wrong direction?
She is currently near the George Washington Parkway. And we have no way of getting in touch with them. They won't give us a number. They simply have called us. So if you're listening right now, Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell, we wanted to have you on the show, but the woman who's driving your car is a moron.
And frankly, if you want to get back to whatever hotel ski they have you booked in tonight, I advise you to get out now.
Yeah. Get a cab.
And start thumbing a ride.
Take Metro.
Because I'm telling you, that's a crazy bitch.
Hop on the subway.
I've lived here all my life, and I've known people who have just come to D.C. for a couple of minutes. And it's a real... easy set of directions.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
That we gave you. I mean, it's not even the whole thing with which is the inner loop and which is the outer loop.
You know, I'm thinking maybe she was thinking too much and decided she'd skip a step, you know, because you could get confused.
That's exactly what she said to Broyhill. She said, well, I saw 123 and I thought, well, I'll just get on 123.
And, you know, at this time of day in this city, you do not make that mistake.
And of course, you know, a dumpsky bitchsky, she got on 123. And if she would have gone the other way on 123, eventually...
Yeah, it would have taken her 5 days, but she would have gotten
here. She would have ended up here.
Right.
Instead, she went towards town.
Right.
She went towards D.C. She went inside the Beltway, when in fact our studios are outside the Beltway.
Right.
So for the
right over near the guy that took my skin tags off.
The many, many folks who have been waiting for Ken Osmond.
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry about it, Holly.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
Thank God. At least we had Travelina.
Don't worry about getting him here today. Yeah. And Glanville.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Lisa's penis. Help me.
Oh, come
I
on.
I have to.
Oh, would you knock it off?
Back please? It off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you doing?
You're an imposter.
No.
This is not the real...
I'm not a pretender.
This is not the real how you doing guy, though.
No,
hi.
Actually, I was calling about... I just wanted to say, frickin' sunspots. How long do they last?
Buzz, are we still having sunspots?
Yeah, we are.
We have them every spring and every fall, and it goes on for about a week or so.
Where are you calling from?
From way outside of Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happens is when the sunspots happen, the satellite that's bringing our show to all these cities,
right.
the signal can't get through, so the station has to run a rerun.
What it really is that guy with the black goatee beard, and then the big guy with the beard, and then the black-haired lady, the three of them are flying down like in that Superman movie.
Okay, I know what you mean. Right, the bad guys from Krypton.
I just saw it recently.
You know what, see, here's the thing.
Oh, no. I have Awaken the Purist.
Your Superman references
are all from the movie.
Are all from the movie.
Yes, they are.
And, and chronologically, basically, that's crap.
You resent the Superman
yes.
film.
The Adventures of Lois and Clark was truer to the comic book
than the movie.
Than the movies
really?
Ever were.
I thought the movie was a gas.
Oh, no. The movie blows.
Oh, come on. Margot Kidder is a stone cold.
The Superman movies blow. Please, there are never three people that came down from Krypton. Two of the guys with the beards and the lady.
And then they blew up cities and stuff. And they said, take me to your leader.
Throwing cars upside down.
Melted guns.
Although on The Adventures of Lois and Clark, they did have a faction from New Krypton who came down to Earth.
But didn't you think it was cool that the people that came in Superman 2 were actually sentenced in Superman 1 by Superman's father?
Yeah, and they put them in, like, the mirrors.
And the things that spun around
crystals.
Them.
Hold on, awesome. Hold on. For the record.
Was Lex Luthor in Superman 2? Was there Gene Hackman in Superman?
I believe he allied himself with the bad Kryptonian.
Superman.
There is no way...
Lexki.
There is no way that Jor-El is... Marlon Brando, okay?
I just want to say...
No way.
I'm really excited about Superman.
No way. Jor-El was much more Al Pacino-ish, much more Robert De Niro-ish.
Look at my boy. Look what they've done to my Superman. Mean,
even Stallone would have been a better Jor-El.
Hey, I can't go down and don't get in the way of any kryptonite, okay? If you do, you're really screwed. I'm Jor-El. Jor-El. Superman.
I take it seriously, Mike.
I know you do.
Don't F with my Superman.
I'm sorry. I thought it would be... I always think when I do that, and this is legit, I always think that it's going to be a reference that will amuse you.
No.
And it does initially because I think the overall concept of Superman...
I love Superman.
And then all of a sudden, you're halfway through, you'll be smiling, and then I can see it on your face.
That
there's
it darkens.
This little...
It does,
Rob. It darkens because he clicks into that. He hates anything that's not pure Superman.
And watch The Adventures of Lois and Clark. It's on every morning on TNT.
I like that Terry Hatcher.
That's a good Superman show.
On The Adventures of Lois and Clark, do they address the different colors of kryptonite and what they do?
Yes, they have red kryptonite.
Which is what? I always get mixed up.
Red kryptonite just makes Superman...
Oh, for Christ's sake, this could be an evening in your house. I could just see you sitting around the campfire for 5 hours with this.
What are the different colors of kryptonite?
I won't bore you with it.
Jesus.
But yes, they do have all the different shades of kryptonite.
Thank God I found that out.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, it's important stuff, man.
I know. I understand what's important.
Superman kicks ass. Kicks major ass.
Not the movie Superman.
No, that's
Zod. Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod? Zod is the guy in the movie.
Man, I was in the movie.
Who is it? Is this Mr. 40?
No, it's me for real this time. I heard that, Mr. 40.
The faux 40.
Oh, that's right. This is real Mr. 40.
The FAUX 40.
Right.
And 40, hey, 40, Zod is the bad guy, right?
Yeah, but it was just a funny line. He was like, me, you'll be for Zod.
I'm telling you, Dave, if you're a Superman fan, you piss on the Superman movies. They're the worst. And as bad as 1 and 2 are, check out 3, which is the one that I think had Richard Pryor in.
Pryor with a 97% kryptonite.
Yeah, right. So listen, 40, where are you today?
I'm having a business meeting over at Hooters. Me and my man Marshall, we over here just having a couple of brews, and James and everybody, the whole team.
How's the talent over at Hooters, 40?
They can serve pretty well, and you know, the neat thing is they put the ice in a little plastic bag so that your pitcher, it doesn't melt all in your pitcher, but it stays cold.
Excellent.
Now that they don't serve malt liquor in Hooters, do they?
No.
So what are you beveraging with today?
What do we drink? I don't even know. It's just a pitcher, man. It's just a pitcher. See, the thing about it, it's really not all about the 40s. It's just that Mr. 12-ounce just sounded stupid. I mean, it's just beer. It's,
no. Right. You're right. That's you're really Mr. Beer.
Mr. Marley and Hops. Yeah.
But Mr. 40's a better name.
It flowed a little better, you know.
It's a better name.
And then if you don't feel like saying a Mr., you can just say, hey, 40. You know,
I like saying, hey, 40. I like that.
4-0.
Yeah. I like calling him 4-0 or 40.
Mm-hmm. 4-0.
Right.
Yeah, so where's Mrs. 4-0?
I don't know.
Come on, 4-0.
You may get a call.
You know what? I want to blow this facade right now, okay?
Right.
That 4-0 comes on, and he's like, hey, I'm Mr. 40. I do what I like. I'm my own man. So you know what he is? He's the black me, okay?
The difference
being, he drinks beer, I drink martinis. But I'm telling you, he's as pee-whipped as I am.
Absolutely.
You got a big plush couch, too?
Yep. Yeah, I do have a big plush couch. I really do, 40.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Just making sure.
All right, well, keep it real all weekend.
Oh, you're right.
Right, keeping it real.
I feel you.
I'm feeling you.
There you go.
All right, and
hey, Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
You got to get down his props, man.
You know, 40, I haven't done that all day. And as far as fantasy football, let me give Don his props.
Hey, 40, who let the dogs out?
Hey, you.
All right.
You're good, you. Hey.
All right.
I'm going to be getting $100 on Monday.
Oh, and when the Redskins win, you come down. If the Redskins beat Philly, I have $100 in my pocket right now.
It's going to be a good game. I'll be watching with bated breath.
Yeah. It's too bad that I don't really know you, or I'd give you my phone number, and we could actually converse.
Well, that all comes with time. I'm a patient drinker. You know, as long as I got a 40 in front of me, I mean, it'll happen.
It'll be like,
you know what, 40? Give me a call.
You know what I was thinking about? I was actually talking to my wife last night about, now that the weather's getting cold, about having a poker party.
And having 40 at the poker party.
Yeah, and thinking about maybe changing some of the players at the poker party this year.
Do you like poker, 40?
Sure. I can drink while we play, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. See, that way you don't know what's my poker face and what's not.
I don't know
what's going on. You might think the beer's nasty. I'm thinking I got them.
I'd have to give him some bat gas or something like Batman used to give people when he would bring them to the bat cave.
Or,
right?
You know, you could blindfold them just like I did with Dennis Murphy when Dennis Murphy came back.
Because, you know, I'm very tough on my family's privacy. But I'm thinking about, bringing you into the inner circle to play some cards with us.
Hey, just let me know. Charlie B got the number.
All right. Have a great weekend, 40.
All right. I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right. Hey, listen, if I owe you money, come in Monday.
All right. I'll get you a call. We'll work it out.
All right.
All right, man.
All right. Bye, 40.
Take care, 40.
Hi, Ray.
Bye-bye.
That is Mr. 4-0.
He's great.
Yeah, we love
calling
him.
From a Hooters.
Wouldn't that be good? That'd be a great new post group. Me, Mike, Buzz, Rabe, and 40.
I'll bring the 40s for him.
That's a fivesome.
I will bring the 40s
for him. That's a good number for poker, right? Five to six?
Yeah, load him up with 40s. Just another fish as far as I'm concerned.
Ow.
Yeah, like I'm such a pool of poker shark. You know, he'll probably kick my ass like half drunk.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, listen,
hey,
don't worry, Mike.
How you doing?
You never leave a poker party at my house without money because of Mr. Tupperware over there.
Howdy.
Don't forget, because Buzz just comes over with a giant Tupperware container full of quarters, and pretty much after Buzz loses every hand, he just, at one point, he just says, I'm out of money.
Good night.
See you guys Monday.
I think we ought to have a limit on the betting, but we ought to get rid of the change this year.
Oh, you always want to up the ante.
Just a dollar.
You're scaring me.
Just a dollar poker game.
No.
Like, we're a bunch of old ladies.
No, come on. It works best.
I raise you a nickel.
With a small stake.
I know, but I mean, it's just the real, imagine the real devastation, though, if you really had, like, a pot with, like, $25 or $30.
Yeah, and imagine how mad you will be if you lose that.
Yeah, but isn't that the fun of it? Isn't that the fun? Why do you think I'm a Red Sox fan for?
Yeah. But really.
Anguish and pain is part of my life. It's a large part of it.
Hold on. Out of all of us that lose money at poker.
Yes.
And we've all lost when we play poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time we played, when you left my house, you were truly pissed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, are you saying out of all of us that play poker, I'm the one that gets the angriest?
About losing
there's only one other
a large
guy
amount
table.
Of money.
There's only one other guy at the table that gets a little angrier maybe than I do about losing. That probably wants to, not necessarily angry about losing, but wants to win. More than I do.
Oh, sure.
And you might want to check him out when you wake up tomorrow morning and look in the mirror.
Oh.
How about a compromise? How about we up the ante to a buck from a quarter, because we normally
have. Now, hold on. Before we go on here, and here's the guy. You know he wants the game.
Yeah.
He could go to $5. He wants the game to go to $10. That's right.
No, we could make the ante a buck, but then still do, you know, quarter stakes, starting at a quarter. That way, it's a guaranteed pot.
I do like to win.
You do.
But you get mad
when I lose.
When you lose,
yes.
I think the last time you just got up and you brought all the food, and you got me and said, "Okay, well, enjoy the food."
Hold on,
I didn't get up and say,
"No." Would I storm out of your house or anything like that?
Don't you remember the last time?
Yeah, that, don't change reality here, because
I'm not changing reality.
I'm going to be very upset.
I'm not changing reality.
Okay. All right.
Last
there was
time,
one time when I left. There was one time when I left, and I've never once at your poker parties legitimately been mad because I lost, because we don't, it's not, what's the most you can lose at one of your poker parties, like $15 or something like that?
30 maybe.
You know, now,
that's,
you really
why we,
want,
that's why we should keep the stakes low.
But if you really, but wouldn't you like to really see me, like, maybe turn over the table?
No, I don't. All right, yeah, you know what? I am not rewriting history. Maybe it wasn't the last time, but I remember the one time you brought over platters of food a couple of times.
Yes, very nice.
Yes.
And there was one time that you brought the platter of food.
Right.
And after you lost about five hands in a row.
Right.
You know what? Now that I think about it, you weren't yelling, screaming mad.
No, I've never been that.
But you are, like when you play golf, when you miss a golf shot.
Yes, I'm very competitive.
You said,
I don't like to lose. Nobody likes to lose, but
I hate to lose.
That's it for me.
Right.
You got to be said, enjoy the food I've brought you. Enjoy your day.
Yes, exactly what
I'll
said.
See you later.
Now you're telling the truth.
And boom,
right.
You were out the door.
I was out of there because it was unpleasant for me to continue to lose.
Yeah.
And who would have the great run that day? Well, everybody's had their day.
Yes.
I think everybody's had their real day.
Yeah, I think it might have been Jonathan Cakes, it was the big winner.
Yes, Jonathan Cakes. You know, and you want to talk about dumb luck.
And you know what? I don't think Buzz has ever been the big winner at poker.
No, I did. One of the first or second time we played, through dumb luck, I did win the money.
Weren't you up a lot one time and then we housed you?
Yeah, you did. The last time we played, I got housed for about $30 and, you know, that's where we left it.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Let's think about maybe next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to New York on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then you and I got that thing to do on Saturday.
Right.
You know, maybe Saturday night we can all get together.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Would you be up for that?
I can. I'm in Buffalo next weekend.
Oh, well, good. Then we'll play without you.
No, we need him.
No, we got to have Rob.
Yes.
Rob
is like the guy that wears the garters on his
arm. He knows how to play.
And out of my pants.
Rob is Mr., I know all the
rules. Hey, you know, why shoot a weekend night? Why don't we just have one, like, a post-show poker game one night? Like, you know, a poker night. That's the way normal guys do it. They do it on a weeknight.
Oh, I can't do it on a weeknight because we can't drink, and I got to get up and get Bart up to school the next day.
You do it on a Friday.
Yeah, we can do it on a Friday.
I would
be up for a Friday.
A Friday evening game?
Friday night?
Yeah, we just get some cigars.
Hey. You know, if we had balls, you know what we do?
What?
If we had balls, we'd stay in New York next Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get a real nice hotel room.
And play poker.
And we'd get room service, and we'd just play poker.
I'd be up for that. You know, my wife was going to come up to New York, but she's like, she's not totally into it.
Mm-hmm.
She's really not. And so, I mean, if you wanted to do that.
Well, I already know that Cap. What?
Excuse me?
What the hell was that?
Pardon me, gentlemen.
Hey, that's very rude.
I'm sorry.
I already know that Captain Pussy can't.
I've got a flight. I've got a flight.
Yeah, he's
got
to go to Buffalo.
You've got
to
play Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. At a BWI, it's like 6 a.m., Mike.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, yeah, okay. I already asked him, because when you told me that you thought maybe your wife was going to come up for the weekend,
right?
That's Friday night in New York, I said to Rob, hey.
Hey.
Chance for you and I to go out.
Yeah, I wish I could, but I can't.
Yeah, okay. All right, well we'll do it. Let's get it on Friday nights from now. We'll get it together.
The prime poker season, I think, starts really in November. Yeah. I really do. I think that's when we all started to... When the weather's a little cooler, I remember that's when we do the poker game.
Okay, cool. Good. And we'll invite 40 to be our fifth.
Yeah, very good.
Great. Great. Hey, hello, what can we do for you there? You, the guy who just burped.
Just a thought on that Naked News thing. Doing the sports.
You mean NakedNews.com?
Yes. Sonny Jurgensen. Picture that.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I am. Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks. How you doing?
You guys suck me in.
It'll be money.
I listened to 107.3 this morning.
Yeah.
The Diamond in the Morning.
Right.
Number one, I had to keep tuning in and tuning out because it was so bad. But you guys, there's two of you, and you have the show for ever how many hours you're on every day. They've got like five or six people, and they play a song every 30 seconds.
Of course they do, please.
That's not good business, is it?
Well, have you heard them when they talk? Of course it's good business.
Right.
They got to play more music.
Right. If I'm their program director, I've got them playing 10, 11, 12 records an hour.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you say that again. Well, I tell you what. I was tuning in and out because I couldn't stand it.
All right.
So,
good man. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Listen, one last call, and then we must break. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I heard you guys talking a little bit earlier about how WNEW can't get anybody to host their morning show.
Well, no. Listen, to be fair... They do have two guys hosting the morning show.
That was a little joke that we were doing.
They do. I mean, they can't get a ratings point to save their lives, but they do have two guys. Although now that Matt Stout is involved in that show, look for a turnaround.
Things are
really
good.
Go Matt.
A lot of people thought that maybe,
Yeah.
A lot of people thought that maybe Mark Tuffout Davis or Bob Jung Brett Gerard would take the honors this year.
Those guys are fags. All right. Goodbye. You're funny. Okay. That was worth the wait.
You're funny, huh?
Okay, goodbye. Yeah, you're funny. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
Right, Raymond. Time for a station break. Fresno, California. Radio station KFIG. Anchorage, Alaska. Extreme FM. KADX, Rochester, New York, WHTK, and in Seattle, Washington, KRKO.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
That's the goal. Now listen, on Monday's show, we're going to have the finalists of your J.O. contest.
All right.
We'll be watching the tapes Monday. I know it seems like we keep putting this off, but this was a problem with the legal department that today was the last day for entries. So Monday we'll announce the winner of the J.O. contest. Tuesday we'll be giving away a free trip to San Francisco.
Great prize.
At a contest involving... Homosexual Joseph.
Fantastic. Hey, that's a nice tie-in with San Francisco.
Also on Monday, we'll be celebrating Buzz's birthday with the wildest sex show we've ever had.
I like the way you're Billy, man.
Wildest sex show. It's true. And on Friday, live from WNEW in New York with something very special for everybody in studio. We'll be talking about that. We'll plan on coming down to NEW for our show next Friday. Now, a Friday favorite.
How you doing?
Oh, hold on. I forgot the music.
Let's play your music.
What's the music, Ray?
Yeah, how are you doing? You normally play that first?
Right on, yeah. I got it backwards. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, there's our transition music.
Everybody loves Ray.
How you doing?
How you doing, Ray?
I'm all right. You know, I'm hanging in there and, came by on your show and decided I'd talk to you. And, we had a great debut, two-hour show. And an hour show.
One-hour show.
It was a one-hour show.
One-hour show.
Yeah, it was great. We were in Italy. Did you catch that?
It was great, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it was great.
Great episode.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, we went all the way over to Italy and, I was over there with my mother and my brother and my father and, my wife. And it was great. And we had the guy from The Sopranos was one of the Italian guys who was walking around trying to kill me. Watch out. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. So I'm glad to be on the show, but I'm really a little disappointed.
Why?
Huh? Well, my brother was supposed to be here, too. You know, we came as a package deal, and he was very upset. He's down in the limousine right now, and he wanted to come up here, and I had to break the news to him. And Don and I had a conversation on the phone early in the week, and he said, you know, you're the star of the show. I want to talk to you, but I don't want to have your brother on. I had to kind of tell him. I didn't have the guts to tell him until we actually got.
Right, let me call down.
Got here, and so he's sitting there fuming,
probably upset,
mad at me.
All right, I'm going to call the car in front of the limo right now.
Didn't do anything to him.
All right.
Hey, you want to talk to
him? Let me talk to your brother. Put your brother on the phone.
Hold on.
Robert.
Hello.
Hey, don't be pissed.
Who's this?
This is Don.
Oh, it's Don. Don, the guy that said that I don't belong on the show.
No.
You're the guy that said that my brother, Raymond, can come on the show, but I can't come on the show.
Hey, you want me to talk to him?
What, Ray?
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah, talk to your brother. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert. Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Listen, man, don't get so upset, okay? He's doing the show the best he can.
I understand that, Raymond. I understand exactly what he's doing. What he's doing is keeping me from going on his program because he feels that you are the more intelligent and talented brother.
No. The show is Everybody Loves Raymond, not Everybody Loves Raymond's Brother.
I understand. And I also think you're a very cool man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Why? Really? Why'd you do that? Why'd you have to be so cold? You know how sensitive he is. Now you just hung up on him.
Is the show called Everybody Loves Brad?
Oh, it's called Everybody Loves Raymond. I understand. It's about me. But, he gets all sensitive. And now I got to drive back to the airport.
Even really your brother.
He is my brother. For the sake of argument, he is my brother. He is today. And he's very upset you personally.
So today you're not Ray Romano. No, you're Ray.
I'm Ray.
Ray Barone.
I'm Ray Barone.
The fake name. You're Ray Barone.
Oh, I'm Ray Romano, and that's Robert.
No, that's Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett. Yeah. Okay. But he's sitting there in the limo with I think he's been drinking, and we travel everywhere together when we do these interviews, and we have a very good time together. But it's good to be here. I'm very happy to be on the Don and Mike show. How are you?
Well, listen. Don't be pissed at me.
I'm not pissed at you. I'm not. You gonna call him again?
Yeah, I'm trying. It's Brad or Robert we have to worry about.
Hello.
Are you drinking?
No, I'm not drinking. I'm crying. I'm extremely upset.
Why can't you just understand? Listen, it's a simple decision. The show is called...
Hey, why are you being so cold and cruel?
The show is called...
Why do you have to insist on being so cold and cruel to me?
The show is called Everybody Loves Raymond.
You monster. You're a monster. I want to talk to my brother.
All right.
I'm right here.
He's not really your brother.
I'm right here. Robert?
Yes, Raymond.
What's the problem?
The problem, Raymond, is that I am not going on the program, and you are. I'm sitting in the car, and you're in the studio with the disc jockeys. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not decent.
Oh, come on now. Quit your whining, please. Stop the whining.
Oh, now I'm a whiner, am I? I'm a total big, stupid whiner. Well, I think both of you could just go to hell.
He's angry now.
Right. Don, I'm sorry. Don't worry about him, okay? I'll just stay here and do the show, and you don't have to worry about that. That's fine.
If you're listening down in the car...
What's going on?
Right now, if you're listening in the car, Brad...
Of course he's listening.
I want to tell you something.
Radio on.
I want to tell you.
God.
I don't mind taking the rap as being the bad guy, but it was Ray's publicist who called and said Ray doesn't want to split time with his brother.
You're lying.
Wow. Is your agent's name Donald Ephraim?
It is, but why do you have to? Oh, God. You're really screwing up everything. Why?
Is this the voice of your agent?
Yo, stay cool.
Stay cool. That's Don Ephraim. Right. That's my agent.
Is he from
now.
Chicago?
Oh, man, he's from
Chicago. He called and he told me.
Oh, what am I going to do?
When we booked you on the show, I said, great. Ray and his brother.
This is so over for me right now.
And your agent said to me.
This is so over
for me. Your agent said,
No, listen. Raise the star.
Oh,
it's
no.
Got to be all rain.
Oh, my God. No. Why? Why? You know, we would come in. They said come by and promote the show, talk to Don, and now everything's just in tatters. And now we're not, what are we going to do? Now
don't blame it on me.
I was trying. You could be a little more gracious. I was trying to make everybody happy. You know, what did I? All right, screw them. All right? That's fine. Is that what you want me to say? Yep. To hell with them. Let them rot in the car. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Let them hear the truth.
All right.
All right, hold on. Tell him.
Oh, I don't.
You tell him.
No, you're better at this than I am. I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
Tell him.
He listens. He's got it on right down.
Tell him, Mr. Showoff.
He'll listen to you.
Oh, now he's calling our agent now.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, he's calling that guy in Chicago.
Hold on.
Oh, man. You guys are really, really fun.
Hold on. How can both the lines be ringing if I'm trying to call Mike right now?
I don't understand.
It's like
who?
A waiting thing you need to pick
you're
up and
trying
hang
to call
up.
Robert.
Hello? Now, if you hang up, it should clear both.
Okay. All right, it did.
Well, who are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Who are you?
Hey, come on.
Good joke. I'm Rob. Nice to meet you, Rick.
I'm not shaking your hand. You're part of this whole conspiracy.
No, I like you both.
Conspiracy to drive a wedge between me and my brother.
No.
Like
all right,
both?
I'm calling your brother now.
All right. Everybody's getting into the act. Who are you?
I'm Buzz. I'm the news guy. Hi, Ray.
I'm calling your brother right now. You tell him the truth this time. Don't lie to him.
He'll listen. He'll listen to you.
I can't get on the line.
Okay,
I don't understand.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
All right. I'm going to talk to him, but I'd appreciate it if you might say some kind words, too. It would be helpful because he's going to be, you know, or maybe you.
Okay, what's wrong?
You know, something to cheer him up.
Leave it to me. I'll help you out.
Right. Oh, thank you.
All right, I'm calling the
you're
phone
set
the limo
the table
down.
Here. All yeah. Right. I wish the phone was closer to the microphone. Hey, that's an idea.
Move the microphone closer to the phone.
Oh, you damn dummy. Okay. This is amazing. Jeez. Hey, what's the matter with your phones?
I don't know.
All right, I don't care about them anymore. I really don't. I hope he rots.
No, here we go. I'm trying to
He's going
to
be so angry with me right now. It's going to
there you
suck.
Go. Now,
he's going to be so angry.
Now
I don't know what I'm going to do.
The limo phone's ringing.
This works.
Hello.
Robert?
Yes.
It's Raymond.
I know who it is. I'm exactly 5 minutes from telling the driver to take me back to the airport. You'll be going by yourself, Raymond.
Robert, there's no need for you getting all upset.
Let me talk to him.
I'm going to put Don on the phone.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to...
Hold on, the phone and the microphone are too close together.
Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Yes?
Robert.
Hello, Don.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, Don.
Who is...
Don.
Who is Raymond's agent?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, all right.
I thought you'd enjoy that. You didn't get that from Skinny Pants, did you? You didn't get it from the guy with the big Adam's apple, did you? You got it from me, Robert. How you doing?
Hey, who is Raymond's agent?
Raymond's agent is Donald Ephraim out of Chicago, Illinois.
All right. I got a call yesterday.
By the way, the William Morris Agency.
Wow. I got called yesterday by Donald Ephraim.
Excuse me. I had a submarine.
And he said to me,
yes.
Raymond specifically requested...
Raymond specifically requested what?
That you not be included in today's show.
He's very petty. He's always been that way. He's been very petty. He's a petty, petty, insecure, small individual. And I know... Let me tell you the way the show works. Everybody loves Raymond. There are two actors on there. Doris Roberts and me, Brad Garrett. Two of the real geniuses, the comic force. It's certainly not that other fellow, Peter Boyle. He's barely senile anyway. And then you've got the wife who won the Emmy. Oh, she deserved it. We know that she gets all the really big laughs on the show. Absolutely. And then you've got Raymond, who just whines through all of it. Who gets the laughs? It's me, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yes?
Can you please stop? Why are we arguing like
that? Raymond.
I'm arguing because you've hurt my feelings.
Raymond.
You all along.
Raymond, be honest with him. Tell him that you gypped him out of this by calling your agent.
All right, I'll talk to him.
You may as well.
Hello, Robert?
Yes, Raymond.
I didn't do that. Don's lying.
If that's the case, then I'm hanging up.
Robert,
I'm hanging up the phone.
Robert,
such a soulless monster.
Robert, don't hang up.
You lied to me, Don.
Robert. Robert.
Don, I thought you liked my show.
Robert.
Didn't you once tell me that? Tell Raymond this.
Come
on, hold on. What, Raymond?
Tell Raymond this. I want you to look at Raymond, Don. I want you to look him in the eye and you tell him what you told me once. You remember what you told me?
What did I tell you?
You told me, you said, Robert.
Robert.
You are the brains and the comic genius behind that show. And if it was just Raymond, the show would go down the crapper. You said Esser. You used the S word. Do you remember that, Don?
Did you really say that?
He's lying.
He's not lying. He never lies.
He's lying.
Did you really say that,
Don? He's lying. I never said that.
Why do you even bother having either one of us on the show, okay? I mean, why? Why are we even on the show? It's just a bunch of crap.
He's lying. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you're all lying.
No.
You can all go to hell.
No.
Oh, what a crybaby. Who's the crybaby now?
All I know is I try to book you guys.
Yeah.
You don't want him on the show.
I don't want... I want everybody to be happy. Don't you understand that? I want everybody to be happy. Happy.
And why did you call your agent and tell your agent not to let him on the show?
I think he's lying, Raven.
I think he's lying, too. I think you're lying.
You're lying, Don.
What am I
lying to both of us? Why are you lying to both of us?
You're lying to both of us, Don. We're both looking at you now. You're the one that's lying.
What am I
now? Why are you lying to us?
What am I lying?
Why?
What am I lying about?
You're lying about everything. You probably got us here on false pretenses. You told me you wanted to have Robert on the show, and then yeah. I can't lie anymore.
Don't lie, Ray.
Robert?
Yes, Raven.
Robert, I didn't want you to come on the show with me.
What?
Robert? I didn't want you to come on the show with me.
Oh, wait a minute. Don, is he really telling the truth?
Yeah. Hold on. First, you tell him that you are lying about that stuff I said.
All right, Robert?
Yes, Raven.
I lied to you. I didn't want you to come on the show.
And now, Robert, you tell Raymond you were lying about that crap that you said I said.
Raymond.
Yeah, Robin.
I was lying about that crap I said.
I knew you were. Why can't we just let bygones be bygones?
Listen, why, Robert, I got to do a break.
Oh, do you want? Yeah, do a break.
Robert, no. Robert, why don't you come up?
That'd be a hell of a lot easier.
Are you down in the parking lot?
I'm down in the limousine. The limousine paid for by the CBS Television Network, and I'm down here drying my eyes, realizing that I've been betrayed by my brother.
All right, then come on up.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Now, Ray, come on up, Robert. Ray, I got to tell you this.
God, my life
you're
is
a petty,
man. My life is a pile of ass.
You're a petty man.
Oh, I
don't know why you just couldn't have been honest with that guy and tell him. You called the agent. You said, don't let my brother on.
Oh, no. Now you really screwed everything up
for
me.
No. How did I screw it up?
I hate it. I wish we could just all get along. I don't like conflict. I don't. I like to just do my show, and now it's all a pile of feces.
And now when we come back from the break, we play Jeopardy.
Oh, man,
you're gonna have to trade off with your brother.
Yeah, like it always is. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'm in a hopeless depression right now. I'm really in a hopeless depression. I've been on a depression ever since the show became a hit. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. You know the demands on my time.
It's a top 10 show.
All I want is a warm bagel in the morning, and they gotta get me going all these junkets and stuff like that. It's crap. It just sucks.
Well, maybe it's better. We'll get your brother up here, man.
All I want to do is eat and take a dump.
Maybe your brother's got a slightly better attitude.
All right. Well, the attitude shot because I just feel like I've betrayed the world right now, and I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, we have to do a break.
I really do. I think I got diarrhea.
Hey, Robbie, go give
Robbie. Yeah, your henchman over there.
Yeah, go give Brad Garrett the code to get in the door.
He probably won't. He won't remember it if you give it to him 30 seconds early.
Oh,
that's a big moron.
Okay. We'll be back. We're going to play the game at 877-365-3636.
Can I go to the can?
Yeah, as soon as we go to break.
All right, I'm going now.
Okay, no, you can't until we go to break.
Well, when do we go to break already?
Listen, you're the one that wanted all this time for yourself. You didn't want to share it with your brother.
You made that clear. You destroyed my life as a performer and a brother.
All right, 877-365-3636. Call now. We need two challengers to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, all right, go to the bathroom.
All right, I will.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I borrowed.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to the applicator.
You
know what? Keep it.
They wonder if you're listening tonight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, now listen, everybody's happy now. Raymond's here.
Good. Yeah, I'm over here.
chime in. Robert is here.
Thank you for having me into the studio, Don. I appreciate it.
Hey, and Brad, Robert, whatever your name is.
Please, I'd appreciate it for the good of the show to call me Robert, please.
Let me just say, how you doing?
How you doing, Don? I love that. I love that, Jerry. It's a good part of your show. It's great. Fantastic. I'm very happy to be here. You don't need the other guy.
Hey, no need for that crap.
What we're going to do is the same as we've done before when both you guys are here. We've got the five categories.
Oh, you killed me, Don.
One of you guys is going to get three categories, and the other guy will get two categories.
Okay, I understand the way it works. It's the same way we did it last time, and yeah, let crybaby in.
Who's the crybaby, Raven?
So right now, fellas. Robert and Raymond.
Yeah, right over here.
Right over here.
I want you to do that paper, rock, stone thing. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Okay, ready, guys?
I'll do it, okay, Robert?
Oh, you always do it, Raymond.
Okay, you guys do it together now. Ready?
All right.
One, two, three, go. What do you got, Raymond?
I got the scissors.
What do you got, Robert?
I have my fist. A rock.
Uh-huh. Rock beat scissors, right?
Oh, there you go. Go sit down, Raymond.
Screw you.
Oh. Hey, there's no need for the personal attack.
Hey.
Can't we keep this like the debate last night? On an upward plane.
Rock beat scissors.
Here we are. Yes, rock beats the rock smashes Ray Romano's scissors into oblivion. There we go.
So now, Robert, please lead us into the beginning of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the title examiner from Fairfax. Let's say hi to Paul Charette.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
How you doing?
And now entering the studio's our second challenger. He's a hospital billing dude from New York City, the Bronx to be exact. Let's please say hi to Joe C.
Hello, Joe C.
Hold on, where is
it,
Joe? I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Joe. How are you? And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is Robert Barone, telling each and every one of you. Very pleased to welcome Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Robert, and let me tell you something.
Yes, go right ahead.
You are my favorite.
Thank you.
Hey!
Shut up, Ray.
Hey, why? Why is he your favorite? Hey,
listen,
I have the microphone, little man.
The microphone.
Hey, come on.
You know why?
Yeah, sit down, Raymond.
Because Robert's not a two-faced bastard who sold you out to his agent, Donald Ephraim.
Absolutely.
That's not fair. That is really not fair.
Ray, you shut up till it's your turn.
I don't want to shut up.
Ray?
All right.
There you are. Sit there. Quick as a bunny. Sit right in your chair. Don't say anything.
Guys, here are your categories.
Here we all are.
Your categories are...
Yes?
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
Football. Great American Pastime.
The new fall season TV show.
Oh, which is my favorite.
Showbiz news.
Showbiz, yes. I am squarely in the middle of showbiz.
Name that celebrity other half.
Ooh, celebrity other half. Little married question.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals for the kids. A little educational question.
So let's go now with Robert.
Robert.
Leading us here.
All right, and that means you're going to start with Paul or Joe C.
Joe C, I think, because he called from the Bronx. We hardly ever have people from New York on the show, so...
Joe C.
Yeah, I'm glad I can be a part of this.
Where are your pussycats? Just kidding.
By the way, I'd rather have Ray introduce me, but anyway...
Hey. Oh...
Easy.
Hey, all right. Hey, I just grabbed the microphone.
Hey, it is Raymond's.
All right, hey.
Raymond will go next.
Thank you.
It is Robert's turn. And, Joe C?
Hope it doesn't get
you. Yes, that's me.
Robert?
Yes.
Take 50 cents away from him already.
All right. You're down under 50 cents, Joe C., okay?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm so glad he took the money away from you.
So you owe us money now.
There you go. You're starting out in a hole, Mr. New York City Bronx. All right, select.
All right. Name the NFL starting quarterback for two.
You got to take it for one. Don't make me take another 50 cents away from you.
All right, I'll take it for one.
You go 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Beautiful. He is the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Who is Jeff Garcia?
Right.
All right, you have a total of 50 cents now, Mr. Smart Alex.
All right.
Select again, please. All right.
Name the NFL quarterback for two.
Miami Dolphins.
I'm sorry, Joe C. Now let's go over to Paul. Paul, your chance to steal.
Who is Greasy? Denver.
All right. And I believe that Joe interjected again.
Yeah, he did. We got two homos playing the game. It's a guy named Jay Fiedler.
Jay Fiedler.
That's the guy. I knew it was somebody.
And that means, Joe, you're in control, unfortunately.
All right, let me finish up the category for three.
Hey!
Well, Raymond, it's not your turn yet.
Just stay over there, Raymond.
San Diego Chargers.
Who is Jim Harbaugh?
That's right.
I'm glad he is, because I got him in my fantasy football league.
Yeah, he got it. And Robert, I'm going to have to ask you to please.
All right. So long, everybody. Switch positions. Yes, good night.
See ya.
All right, now the real guy's here. All right, Joe, I guess you feel better. Hi, thanks for the support.
Thank you very much, Ray.
All right, select again. Good luck to you.
Name that celebrity's other half for one.
Okay, name the celebrity other half for one. Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, how can you be such a pisser to Robert?
I'm not a pisser to Robert. I'm not. He's too pushy and he's too sensitive. And I didn't come in and he doesn't understand the shows. Everybody likes Raymond.
No.
You know?
Everybody loves Raymond.
I'm sorry, you gave me a complex. It's not everybody loves Robert. It's everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, this is a crybaby.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Ixnay.
Okay, Donald. I'm sorry.
Ixnay.
My lips are sealed, Donald. I will stand over here without any problem at all.
I hope you stand over there.
Ray, let me give you a chance to catch up. Hey, Ray?
Pussy.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, did you hear what he called me?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's that mean? What? What did I do?
Hey, Robert.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing, Don? That's fantastic.
You guys are crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Okay, Ray, here we go.
All right.
Who's in control? Josie.
Joe's got a
350's other half.
350 is going on to another category.
All right, celebrity's other half. I'll give you a celebrity and tell me who they're hooking up with.
Gotcha.
As the kids love saying. Michael Jones. Or Michael Douglas.
Catherine Zeta. Who is Catherine Zeta Jones?
That is not in the form of a question, even though I screwed it up and gave you the answer.
Hey, Paul, your chance to steal.
Who is Catherine Zeta Jones?
Right.
$1 for Paul. That means you're in control, Paul. Select again.
Celebrity other half for two, please.
Meg Ryan.
Who is Gladiator?
Hey, Joe, your chance to steal.
Who is Dennis Quaid?
No.
Need the name of the gladiator, Mr.
Russell Crowe, right. Paul, you're in control.
Celebrity other half for three.
All right, I'll tell you, this is an on-again, off-again. That's on-again.
All right.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who is Affleck?
Uh-huh.
Affleck.
Hey, sounds like the commercial for the insurance company. Affleck?
Who is Ben Affleck?
Yeah, you know what? He got it in just before the buzzer. Yeah, that's right. It is Ben Affleck.
All right, $3 for you, Paul. You've taken the lead over Joe. I'll catch you in the next category. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, talent's been.
Hey, Ray.
Move over. Talent's coming through. All right, great
to
be back. Hey, Donald, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I love that. That's fantastic. You'll learn that someday, Ray.
Hey, shut up.
All right, I'm ready to go. Here we go. We're going to the other category now. Paul's in control. Time for you to select to go. Oh, Robert's got something to say.
Oh,
Robert has something to say.
Oh, no.
Hold on, Robert's
got nothing.
Oh, boy.
Bravo. Bless you.
Oh, wow.
That was a little longer.
That's a...
Fantastic. It's that, busy in here.
That celebrity fart was sponsored by Egar's.
Egar's.
The hottest cigar site on the planet. Go to www.egars.com.
Egars.com. I listen to your show. That's the difference between Raymond and me. I listen to the show all the time. Don, how you doing? That's fantastic. All right. Paul, you're in control. Select again, please.
States and capitals for one.
It is the capital of the great state of Wyoming.
Ooh, what is Cheyenne?
Cheyenne is correct.
$1 for you, Paul. You're doing very well. Select again, please.
States and capitals for two.
Capital of the great state of Virginia.
What is Richmond?
$2, smoking along, yes, rolling along merrily in this category, which is hosted by me. Go again, Paul.
States and capitals for three.
It's the capital of the great state of New York.
What is Albany?
Albany is also correct.
Way to go, Paul. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the category. Now my little brother will be coming over to host the next one for you.
All right.
Oh, God. He's so full of himself.
Hey, right. Ray.
Yeah, what do you want now?
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
Oh, who's swimming? Why? Okay.
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Danny. Yeah,
greatest movie of all time.
Danny who? Danny Kaye? What are you talking about? All right, well, sit down, Danny.
Hello, Billy.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, my name's Ray.
Billy?
Billy. Who's Billy?
Billy?
Billy what? Billy Barty? What are you talking about?
Hey, Robert.
Robert.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Hello, Daddy.
Sit down, Daddy.
Sit down, Daddy. Billy. Hey, Don. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Show off. I don't know the show. I'm sorry. I just came in. He listens all the time. All right. I'm sorry, okay? Shoot me.
Who's in control here?
Paul's in control. He's got $10.
Paul, go again.
Showbiz News for One.
Okay, this former White House ho has been hired as a reporter by a British TV station.
Who is Monica Lewinsky?
Right.
$1 for you, Paul. Select again, please.
Showbiz News for Two.
This old bag TV news lady signed a new $12 million a year gig.
Ooh, who is Walters? Barbara Walters?
That's right again.
$2 for you, Paul. Way to go. You're really doing well. You know, sorry about that, Joe, but go again, Paul.
Showbiz News for Three.
This pig announced she's leaving her TV show in 2002 to help other people.
Who is Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, that's right. Hey, Rosie
$3.
O'Donnell.
$3. You ran the category, and I gotta go. Robert's coming over here now. See you later, Samar.
Sit down, Danny.
Sit down, Daddy. Billy. Billy. Daddy. That cracks me up. I love, that stuff kills me on your show. I really do. Billy, Daddy.
How could I possibly have let Ray talk me into keeping you in the car?
Yeah, well, you showed good judgment today. I appreciate that. How's Mr. 40 doing?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really,
hello,
you the man.
Hey, Dennis Murphy, don't scratch that poison ivy. You guys are slaves.
Did you hear about Homo Joe's new website?
Oh, yeah, www.homojoe.com.
Yeah.
I was on it the other night. It's much better than Murphy's, that's for sure. Absolutely. Way to go, Joe. Big Joe. Remember that? I remember that, too. He thought he had the larger penis. What a great show. Fantastic. You'll know it someday, Raymond, if you pay attention.
All right, Ronsky Borowski.
Let's go. Okay, Paul, you're having a great game, and it's time for you to select again.
All right, have a fall season for One.
All right, last category on the board. New TV shows. Aaron Spelling nighttime soap opera on NBC.
No idea.
All right, Joe, it's your chance to steal. See if you can get back in the game, although I don't think there's much of a chance of that.
What is Titans? Yeah. I'm not talking about the Sea Titans either.
All right, Titans. Titans, he got it.
Titans.
Full TV shows for two.
Former Don and Mike show intern produces this CBS sitcom.
What is the Frank Gehry's life question exam?
Paul, it's your chance to steal.
No idea, I guess.
I know.
Yeah, Robert.
That's your old intern, Greg Garcia.
And the show is?
The show is Yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, you're right, Robert.
Yes, I listen to every minute of your show. Amazing. God, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, you're killing me. All right, Joe, you're in control.
Last question, full TV shows for three.
John Goodman stars as a fag on Fox.
What is Normal, Ohio?
That's right.
$3, and that's the
end. It isn't even on yet. That's the scary part.
What was that?
It isn't even on the air yet. That's the scary part.
Yes, thanks for sharing. All right, that's $3 for you.
That's a preview.
Hold on, please. Hold on, boys. Hold on.
And that's the end of the first round, and unfortunately, there will be no more categories, so I guess I will take it to break. Isn't that correct?
You take it to break, and then...
Sorry, Raymond.
Then Raymond will come back.
Can't I come back now?
Raymond comes back for Final Love at Jeopardy, then Robert gets to give away the prizes.
You feel like a traffic cop in here, huh?
Yeah.
Of course he does. It's because your ego is out of control.
No, but it's not.
It's easy to be a traffic cop in here because I know who to give the green light to, Raymond. Okay, guys, we will be back with Final Love Bunch of Jeopardy after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Have swing dancing on Thursdays.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it could have been. But before you dance, you gotta get up the nerve to approach a strange woman. Before you do that, you gotta stop throwing up in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means. Dancing is different. You're very vulnerable.
Yes. It's a big risk asking someone if you can hold on to him for 10 minutes.
All I want is five, and I get off me, I'm sleeping.
Empty-headed ball busters allowed.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
I hope Robert was listening to that.
Listen, Robert is a fan of this show, right?
Yeah, well, I don't get a chance to listen. You know, I know he's a big fan because he's got a lot of time on his hands. I'm writing, producing, directing. You know, I got a lot of stuff to do.
Please. We're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy right now with
Low Budget Jeopardy.
Josie from the Bronx.
That's me.
Paul from Virginia.
Hey, good luck, fellas. Yeah, good. How you doing? Yeah. All right, he taught me during the break. Hey, Don.
Yes, Ray.
How you doing? Doesn't do it.
You don't even know why it's funny, do you?
No, I don't get it. But he told me it would make you laugh.
Ray, try this one.
All right.
Try this one.
Yeah.
Sit down, Danny.
All right, whoop, that one?
Yeah.
Sit down, Danny.
Say it.
All right. Sit down,
Danny. Hey, here we go. Sit down, Danny.
All right, try this one.
Okay.
He was a whore.
Whore?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to say whore.
She was a whore.
Whore. No.
No.
He doesn't know it, Don.
Right.
He doesn't know the show, Don.
All right, try this one, Ray.
Okay.
Try this one.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice. Huh?
No, you just don't get it.
He doesn't get the show.
He doesn't get it, Robert.
Yeah, he's such a fag.
He's such a fag.
Robert.
Shut up, Robert.
He's such a fag.
Listen, my turn right now.
Guys, we're going to play Final Love at your Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck.
Yeah.
Here are your categories.
Yeah.
Or the category.
Yeah.
The category for both of you is Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. Ooh, that's going to be a big movie.
And here is your answer. They are the real-life parents of Ben Stiller.
Hmm.
All right, they're the real-life parents of Ben Stiller, don't forget. Josie and Paul answer the form of a question.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Ray. I mean, Robert.
Don't forget to tell Ray that I get the commercial. I get to read the commercial.
Yeah, Raymond.
Oh.
Robert gets a commercial.
All right, okay.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Answer in the form of a question and... good luck.
Okay.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Baroni, the new lunch meat that tastes better than bologna because it's made by our mother Marie. Marie Barone in her special yeast kitchen. Baroni is extra spicy and extra chewy, longer, thicker, and more delicious than bologna, and made with extra fat. Remember, when it's lunchtime, skip the bologna and get some Baroni. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. Baroni.
It's game time now,
and
for you and me.
Baroni. All right, now listen, it's time to switch back, Ray. Ray, who do I want to talk to first?
You want to talk to the lower guy, Joe C. from the Bronx.
All right, Joe C. from New York. Joe C.
Hey, I'm flattered.
They are the real-life parents of Ben Stiller.
Who are Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira?
Way to go. You double your score. Congratulations, Joe.
Cool.
Correctamundo now. Paul, you are the winner if you have the right answer. Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
Jerry Stiller is all I know.
Oh, and that means that Joe C. from the Bronx, you're our low-budget Jeopardy champion. Yay!
Yes, that's right, Joe C.
Way to go, Joe C.
Thank you.
I believe you're the first ever winner we've had from New York. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to you guys since you started in late February, and O&A are cool, too. I mean, I got them taping, so, but I listen to you every day on the way back from work, and I hear some of your wave it bits off Napster, so while Napster's not shut down yet, you can, you know, get
love
them.
It.
You,
love
are
it.
You the midget that hangs around Kid Rock? Oh, no, that's another Joe C.
Hey, Paul, shut up. You just lost the game.
Yeah.
Hey, he can have his say. I don't mind.
Joe C., you get to keep the money. We have some nice parting gifts for you, Paul. And now here is Ray to tell you that's the order, right, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm standing by.
Here's Ray to tell you what you want.
Take it away, Ray.
First of all, Joe C., you double your score to $15. You score a $25 bonus, and your total is $40. Way to go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, Paul, here are your parting gifts.
All right.
You have won a Verizon T-shirt, even though Bell Atlantic has changed the name to Verizon. All your services will continue as though nothing's changed. The only difference is the name. The way...
Hey, way to sell it, Ray.
Thanks.
I thought I'd get the second prize, Doc.
Robert, and Robert, would you sell it, please?
Absolutely. Here you go. Talent coming.
Hey, Robert.
Talent coming.
Robert.
Yes,
Doc. How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, that's great. You won a Fugitive Friday prize pack, including a Survivor hat, a Late Night with David Letterman T-shirt, the Fugitive fanny pack, and a Bette Midler CD sampler, courtesy of CBS Television. Don't miss the Fugitive. Scary. Friday nights at 8 p.m. on CBS. Yes, starring the very talented Tim Daly. Thank you very much, boys, and thanks for playing
the
game.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy birthday, Mr. Birdley.
Paul.
Thank you.
Josie, thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And, well, both Robert and Ray, what can I say?
Hey, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, really nice to be here.
Robert, if it had been up to me, you would have been here all along.
You didn't need to say that. That's not who you had to say that.
You talk to him on the limo on the way out, okay?
You big fag.
No. Both of you guys together. I'd like you to say together.
Okay.
The Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Goran Incorporated of Distributed Banking World.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye, Ray. Bye, Robert.
Hey, check out our business.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
time now for the news and the comments. Oh, let's go right to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story tonight on your made-up newscast?
Tonight, it's official. The bad guy's out in Yugoslavia.
Oh, right after we did our bit.
He's gone. He's out of here.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional radio.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, crazy. We've had a lot of shows today. It's good thing Eddie Haskell didn't show up. That's for sure. Karen late tonight. Let's go right to Buzzito. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The exit of Slobodan Milosevic has been slow but sure. Today, Yugoslavia's highest court ruled that the other guy won the election. The military there has fallen in with the new guy, and nations around the world, one by one, have also declared him the new leader of Yugoslavia.
Starting Monday on WNEW in New York, it's Milosevic in the morning.
That's right. Vojislav Koštunica is the new guy.
Yeah, and I admired those guys at the debate last night being able to pronounce that name.
It's not easy. He could be sworn in as early as tomorrow, as a matter of fact, but you haven't heard the last of Milosevic. The Russian foreign minister met with Milosevic today and says Slobodan, I'm still working on the old name, says Slobodan plans to continue to play a major role in that country's politics.
Here's his last comment.
There he is on his way out. Leader of the opposition now.
Not surprisingly, O.J. Simpson denies he did coke with Christine Prody and that he detailed for her the murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole. He says she never told the National Enquirer that he had confessed.
You're not going to believe this.
He says Christine has apologized for the story, and he says she was paid $50,000 for that story.
Incredible!
Right, I'm sure she apologized, really.
Simpson also attacks Prody's credibility, saying she bought him gifts and pursued him. He goes on to say that tabloids are paying beautiful women to date him, to get more stories.
I mean, I would really love to sit them down and see, who's crazier, Jack Diamond or O.J. Simpson?
Might be a tie.
Who's lying to themselves more?
Really?
Jack Diamond or O.J. Simpson?
Chicken soup for the murderer.
Hey, good morning. We got a special guest this morning on Diamond in the Morning, someone who's very, very misunderstood by so many people, and I can truly relate.
That's for sure, Diamond.
Let's welcome special guest star O.J. Simpson. Hey, good morning, Juice.
Two great nuts that taste great together.
Juice says the tabloids are paying these beautiful women to date him so that they can get more stories, and he says that Christine Prody told him this. Now, the Enquirer, meanwhile, stands by its story, quoting the editor, "This is the same O.J. who said he didn't own the Bruno Magli shoes."
Right, of course, believe the Enquirer.
Here's a story.
No, really, believe the Enquirer.
Yes. One of Frank Sinatra's daughters says Old Blue Eyes asked the mob to help JFK get elected president. 52-year-old Tina Sinatra, the youngest daughter, says JFK's dad asked her dad for help in the 1960 primary campaign, according to this Sunday's 60 Minutes.
Well, now, wasn't there something about that in the movie The Rat Pack?
That's an old story. I mean, that's been out for a million years.
Yeah, that Sinatra called in all kinds of favors and got, like, the West Virginia guys to vote for JFK.
Yeah, I mean, Kitty Kelly's book.
This is probably a story because the daughter, Tina, is it Tina?
Yes, Tina.
Tina is, is saying it, but I mean, big deal.
Yeah, she's saying it now. She's, I guess, confirming that story, and she'll be doing that on 60 Minutes on Sunday. President Kennedy, by the way, when he later cracked down on organized crime, Sam Giancana, the Chicago mob boss who was approached about this, reportedly told Sinatra, "That's not right. He owes me." She says her dad responded by saying, "No, I owe you. I asked for the favor." That would be Sinatra talking. So to make it up, she says that her dad and Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin played two shows a night for 8 nights at Giancana's nightclub to make it up for the investigation.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, if she's saying it, that's pretty cool.
I believe it.
Tina also says her dad did courier work for the CIA because he had his own private jet.
And I talked to somebody today who said the only reason I thought of this is because you said JFK.
Right.
Because JFK started the whole embargo with Cuba with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I got it from a very well-placed source today that Clinton's legacy will be, by January, to lift the embargo on Cuba so the Cuban cigars can be sold in America. That he wants that to be part of his legacy. And, of course, you know, people who want to go to Cuba can go to Cuba and can live there.
That's interesting. A lot would have to happen between now and January. So he's going to, in the coming months, if this is true, you'll probably see, like, some meetings, I guess, between him and Castro.
Because he wants to get this done
Before
January.
I remember the story about him shaking hands with Castro, I guess, at the UN. Remember you heard that story?
Right.
It was not caught on tape. You know, that makes sense, because remember that story that they said that there were no cameras to document it, but the guys did shake hands, and why would he do that?
Because you also know he's got that JFK fixation.
Right.
Yes. And he wants to be JFK, bang Marilyn Monroe, he banged Monica Lewinsky, and by his way of thinking, JFK started the whole Cuba thing.
That's interesting.
He's going to end the whole Cuba thing, which is fine with me, because I'd like nothing better than to go to Gary Pesher's shop and be able to buy a box of Cuban cigars and not get ripped off from some a-hole in Canada.
You've been partying with Frank Sesno again, haven't you?
Yeah, Buzz, hold on. We got to do this. My apologies. We must do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. We cut the chit-chat a-hole.
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz's News Tonight is sponsored by Pabst Paintball.
Oh.
Visit the new location in Sterling, VA. Call 703-709-7387 or online at www.pabst.com.
All right.
Now again, here's Guy Burdley.
One of the most interesting things about last night's vice presidential debate, besides the fact that both men looked smarter and nicer than their running mates, was the talk about gay marriage. Quoting Republican Dick Cheney, who has a gay daughter and a gay campaign assistant, "We live in a free society, and freedom means freedom for everybody. I try to be open-minded." Democrat Joe Lieberman said his mind is also open and that he, like Cheney, is still wrestling with the issue.
"My mind and my butt cheeks are open. Yes, away."
An internet survey of undecided voters gave the win to Cheney. A survey of debate coaches gave the win to Lieberman.
And here is what most Americans thought of the debate last night. Right above that. You notice we didn't come in today arguing about who won.
Not a word was spoken.
I know, even no political junkie here. About three-quarters of the way through. I just couldn't deal with it.
It made you sleepy, didn't it?
It was sleepy. Yeah. WTF. I said, thank God there's a baseball game. Otherwise, I'd be saying WTF all night long.
It was too relaxing. They were too nice to each other.
What the...
Yeah. If you're basing your presidential vote on who's most or least likely to crack down on entertainment, then you'd have to be undecided. Yesterday, Al Gore and George Bush were both attacking pop culture and using nearly the same words to do so. Bush referred to a popular culture that's sometimes an enemy of children's innocence, but he also urged television to bring back the family hour, and he said the Justice Department, under a Bush administration, would crack down on internet pornography.
Nice Bush.
Even though there are filters to keep kids away from that. Both men still virtually tied in the polls.
Incredible!
More than 25 million people tuned in for the season premiere of The West Wing Wednesday night.
Great show.
The show started its season with its biggest audience ever, but not everybody's happy about that.
Why?
Officials in West Virginia were upset to hear that the make-believe president was shot by a white supremacist group from West Virginia.
Whoa. Is that where they all are?
A TV station in Huntington says it got a rash of calls after that fact was revealed. And a city councilman there says people already have a tainted view of West Virginia. And he says the show's writers just played on that image.
Oh, right.
A guy fell or jumped to his death from the 86th floor of the observation deck of the Empire State Building last night, dressed as a pirate.
Was his name Steve Kingston?
I don't know his name.
Was his name Tom Chiasano?
No, I don't think so. Pirate clothes?
He was dressed as a pirate.
A Canadian tourist in his early 20s, dressed as a pirate, was stopped by an outcropping on the 21st floor, but that did him in nevertheless.
Maybe he was using his real name. Was it Steve Kushner?
I don't think so.
Okay.
A building security made the guy give up his toy gun, but allowed him on the elevator despite the gun and the muttering to himself. Quoting a witness, "You couldn't miss the guy. He was dressed in a swashbuckler shirt and tight black pants, maybe leotards." It's been 12 years since the last jump from the Empire State
Building.
Don't
they have, like, all that wire and
they do. I don't know.
Stuff up there? How do you get to jump anyway?
With the guards and everything? I don't know how he did it.
Well, was the guy up there screaming, I can't take it! K-Rock's going in a crapper! I'm jumping! They finally figured out I can't program my way out of a paper bag! And I had a nose job! There he goes.
One more. Let's make a tip. Got any baby food? If you ask your grocer that, he may look both ways before reaching under the counter. Powdered baby formula is such a hot item, some stores have started keeping it under lock and key.
Hey, have some of this, man.
The manager of a Food Lion here in Virginia says until he locked it away, people would load up their baskets with the stuff and then run out of the store.
Hey, if it's Food Lion, it'll just be bleach.
Stores all over the country, though, are clamping down. The stuff costs as much as $20 a can, and police say the demand for lower prices has created kind of a black market.
Hey, listen, if you want some, call Joe Ardinger. He's got all these zip bags full of it.
They say drug dealers use the powder to dilute cocaine and crack. That's another reason powdered baby formula is so hot.
Right. Like I said,
call Joe.
Yeah. Coach Happer's right there. Time for a call 100 right now in a prize package we've selected especially for you.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Enjoy their show. Mr. Son of Beach, it's Don and Mike.
And once again, here is Guy Burnley.
In sports, we've known it for days, but the Los Angeles Dodgers officially announced the firing of manager Davey Johnson today. Johnson failed to make the playoffs in his two seasons on the job, despite having the third highest payroll in baseball. A couple of American League Division Series resumed today. The Seattle Mariners managed a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox 2-1 today. Now it's the New York Yankees hosting Oakland with that series even at one game apiece. NHL defenseman Marty McSorley has been found guilty of assault with a weapon after his stick attack on Vancouver Canucks player Donald Brashear. A judge sentenced the 17-year veteran to 18 months probation, during which he cannot play in the same game as Brashear. Anybody want to buy the Boston Red Sox? Anybody? Frustrated fans?
Maybe? Mike, you've been with for sale.
Oh, fantastic. That's the best news I've ever heard.
They are for sale.
That is fantastic news, really. The trust that owns the team put the franchise up. The club's been struggling to get public financing for a new ballpark to replace Fenway.
And the great news is the Firestone Tire Company's buying them. Kaboom!
I'm Massatozione. We have airlifted some better baseball players from Japan.
Hey, they could use better baseball players from Japan.
Yeah, their Japanese players didn't work out this year. The trust has owned the team for 8 years and spent most of that time trying to get $665 million to build on land next to Fenway. Anyway, the Sox CEO says he hopes to have a new owner in place by the start of next season. That's funny. So do the fans.
Yeah, really?
He says Red Sox fans shouldn't worry in the meantime.
Oh, we're not worried, John.
No, they never do.
Yeah, we're not worried that your incredible watch is going to come to an end, you hemorrhoid.
Finally, the women on the University of Connecticut indoor track team won't be working out in just their sports bras anymore.
Oh.
The coach says she had to tell the women to put on their shirts after she noticed that the guys had begun to take an unusual interest in the team's workouts.
You want to go down and watch practice?
This little girl has knockers.
Hey, you might want to come down and practice with the female Huskies running.
At first, coach says she thought they were there to show support, these guys. It turns out they were there and see the support.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Go team.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yeah. Yes, that's it. Show's over. Thanks for another great week, everybody. My thanks today to Fred Travelina.
Hey, Fred Travelina, a genius.
I don't remember what that website was, and frankly, who cares? www.fredtravelinaincontinent.com.
Right,
TRAVALENA. All right, guys. Also, thanks to Jerry Glanville and Eddie Haskell. Well, show was fine without you.
Yeah, really.
Back on Monday with the new episode, J.O. Contest winner. Also on Monday, we celebrate Buzz's birthday. Have a happy one tomorrow,
Buzz.
Thank
you.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thanks.
With more sex than ever as we celebrate Buzz's birthday. Buzz will virtually be getting laid on the show.
Oh, my God.
On Monday. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. The Kims. I will see you Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, on the Redskins Radio Network for the Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Have a good pregame show. Yeah.
I shall. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, call 100.
No, I'm sorry you're not. Thank you, though. Got to be assertive. Something about his manner. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm caller 100.
Boy, you barely lived through that one. Yes, you are. What's your name?
This is Mike from Leesburg.
Mike from where?
Leesburg, Virginia.
Mike, you want the Panasonic Mini Digital Voice Recorder. Don't miss Arrested Trial. The new highly anticipated series airing weeknights at 10:30 on WB City. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you Monday with the new episode. Oh, and don't forget the Homo Joe contest on Tuesday, and then off to New York on Friday.
Wow.
Next week, we'll be busy. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And have a great birthday tomorrow. Thanks. Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie, throw your military hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Okay.
That was
good.
Go
luck,
everybody.
Bye. Bye. Till we meet again. Senator Sheehan is saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.